from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you,
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Oh, yes. Gentlemen, would you like to play 5 and 7?
We haven't done it in a while.
This is 5 and 7.
A Roz and Mocha original.
Welcome to the show, Dan and Maury.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Very simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Damn it, Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Name 5 things you wear as a baby that adults generally don't.
Diaper. Bib. There's a baby that you generally don't. Crib.
Sorry. Loser. Okay, excuse me?
Crib? How many people you seen walking around wearing a crib?
Yeah, no, all those,
let alone babies wearing a crib.
All those pictures of you as a baby wearing your crib? would have accepted, yes, diaper, a bib, a onesie, a bonnet, string mitts.
Sapphire.
A sapphire?
Pacifier.
Oh, yes. And also anything safety pinned to your clothes is what was the last one on the list. Yeah. All right, Maury. Name 5 body parts that start with H.
Head. Hair. Start with an H. Start with an H. Start with an H. Oh.
Loser.
Bruh.
Hand!
Like, come on, dude.
Heel, heart, hair, hand, head. Yes.
What about the biggest part in your body?
What's the biggest part of my body?
Hips.
Yeah. Oh, good one. Oh, good one. All right, Maury, moving on. Are you ready? We need to just, let's take a moment and just all appreciate that, okay? That was just so. That's the line of the day right there. All right, Maury, name 5 things you rub on your skin.
Cream, hands, soap. Rub on your skin. What do you want?
Loser.
It's the same. The tone in your voice changed all of a sudden when you started talking about things that you rub on your skin.
Also,
the way you said cream. Cream.
Also, number 2 on your list was hands.
Yeah. Please explain. Actually, don't. I don't want to know.
Yes, would have accepted lotion, sunblock I would have given you, makeup I would have given you, soap. Yes,
lips.
You got Vicks I would have given you. Rub that on your skin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Maury, are you ready? Maury, name 5 words that start with D-I.
Oh, no. Dinky.
Loser.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably okay. The greatest 5 and 7 question ever.
Okay, Maury, would have given you dice, would have given you dime, dill.
Dinner.
Dinner. The most apropos one, I would have given you dim. Okay.
Was I right?
His first answer was dinky.
Okay, again, welcome to 5 and 7. We have 1 question left.
Okay.
Maury, name 5 popular races.
Okay. Chinese.
Loser.
Jew.
Okay. Okay, Maury, I would have given you, I would have given you the Indy 500, the Tour de France, would have given you Daytona 500, the Kentucky Derby, the 100 meter sprint at the Olympics.
Oh no, I'm so in trouble now. Oh no.
I can't even move.
Can I be right? Please tell me I'm right.
Five popular races. Like, name 5 popular races.
I tried.
I mean, I understand Chinese is a very popular. Like, but no, Indy 500, Tour de France, Daytona 500, Kentucky Derby, 100-meter sprint in the Olympics is right up there on the list.
Oh, shoot, guys, I'm crying.
But, please tell me I'm right.
Right with what?
I don't know. I just need to be right now.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury, come in here for a sec. Bring a pen.
Uh-oh.
I found a new version of the rabbit and elephant riddle.
Huh?
Yeah. A different version rabbit than the one that we did the last time.
Rabbit and elephant?
Rabbit and elephant, you say?
Okay.
Bring your own paper. Why you gotta write on all my notes?
Because a tree does not need to die for a riddle.
No, but
let's not even talk about how much paper you waste in here on a daily.
Right. Let's not.
So the spin on this one was a rabbit saw six elephants while going to the river. Every six. Elephant saw two monkeys going towards the river. Each monkey holds one parrot in their hand. How many animals are going towards the river?
Can you say
that? Sounds like a wild ass party.
Right?
can we go on? I had to draw an elephant.
Okay. Okay, Maury. Yo. Okay, so.
How the monkey gets the parrots to like just stay so still in his hand?
That's what they do, man.
Okay.
Monkeys are sly. Watch Planet Earth on Netflix. You'll be amazed. Okay, so rabbit saw six elephants while going to the river. Every elephant saw two monkeys going towards the river. Each monkey had one parrot in their hand. How many animals were going towards the river?
Okay, one more time.
15?
One more time.
Okay.
Okay, one rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay, saw six elephants while going to the river.
Yeah.
Every elephant saw two monkeys going towards the river, and each monkey had one parrot in their hand. How many animals are going towards the river?
Oh, crap. Okay, hold on.
Okay, crap.
31. 31, circled.
Okay, 31 and circled.
Say it again.
Okay.
So a rabbit
saw six elephants while going towards the river.
Each elephant.
So every elephant saw two monkeys going towards the river. Every monkey has one parrot in their hand. How many animals are going towards the river?
31.
Nine.
Circled.
31, Maury says.
Yeah.
Circled.
Circled.
And Maury, did you just take all the numbers of animals that I gave you in this riddle and just add them all together to come up with 31?
No, because there's less. Well, there's only seven rabbits. Sorry, seven.
Is the answer nine?
One rabbit.
The answer is not nine.
Oh.
Is the answer 31?
No, the answer is decidedly not 31.
What do you mean by decidedly?
Is the answer a single number?
Yes.
Okay, start again.
Start again. Maury.
Are you sure it's not nine?
It's not
nine. Let him read it again.
How did you get to nine? Okay.
Because the one rabbit saw six elephants.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Each elephant saw how many monkeys?
Two.
Two monkeys.
Yes.
Oh, the answer is 10.
No.
Say it again.
Okay.
Let the man.
A rabbit saw six elephants while going to the river.
Yes.
Every elephant saw two monkeys going towards the river. Each monkey held one parrot in their hand.
Oh.
How many animals are going towards the river?
11.
Incorrect.
10.
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. three. Three.
No. How did you get three?
Oh, wait. No, nine.
Oh, no. Incorrect.
Because not all the animals are going to the river.
Correct. That is right.
Only the two monkeys. Oh, four.
No.
Oh.
Are you going to let me guess?
Yeah. Okay. Maury, go ahead.
Go ahead. Guess your double digits.
Yeah.
You're still wrong.
But you're not right.
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
31.
Okay, break it down for me here. Okay, so who's going to the... Who do we know? Okay, let's go with the things that we know. Okay?
We know that there are six monkeys. So six elephants.
Okay, no, let's say what we know.
We know there's one rabbit.
We know there's one rabbit who saw...
Six
elephants.
Elephants.
Right, while the rabbit was going towards the river. Every elephant saw two monkeys. Right? Going towards the river.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the answer is five.
And then each elephant had one parrot in their hand. How many animals are going towards the river?
Three.
No.
The answer is five.
Correct.
Yeah. Five. Took me a while, but I got there.
Okay, Maury.
I still think 31.
But do you understand five?
I do now.
Why?
Because Mocha said it.
No, break it down. What are the five animals going towards the river?
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Parrots.
How many?
Seven? Six?
Okay, yep, six. So now you're at seven. The correct answer is five. Okay, what we know is one rabbit was going towards the river.
Yes.
That rabbit saw six elephants.
Yes, they're not going to the river.
Correct.
So who cares about them?
Who cares about the elephants? But the elephants are important because each elephant saw two monkeys.
Right, so there's three.
Right. So the same monkeys they saw, the six elephants saw the same two monkeys.
Yes.
Okay, three. So there's three. And then each monkey had a parrot in his hand.
Five.
Right.
End so of the discussion.
Answer is five. The answer is five, correct.
There you go.
All right. End of discussion. Liam Morey just ended it like we did yeah. something wrong. Like we're the annoying ones.
You're the one that said 31 at the first time, man.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you change your underpants this morning?
Yeah.
Do you have new undies on today?
I always do. Every single day.
New undies.
Every day.
Okay. So when you ask the question, how often do you wash your underpants? How many times do you wear your underpants before you wash them? Yeah. The answer should just be one, and then we should just all move on.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. But apparently, Maury, so you wear yours 5 days, your boxers.
Yeah, the ones I'm wearing right now are new as of Saturday.
Okay. Oh, wow. So all day Saturday, all day yesterday?
But I'll tell you this, yeah. They're still
Maury's driving around in a 2012 thinking it's still a new car.
So you know what I mean?
And here's the interesting thing. These are my spin underwear, so these will be good till Thursday.
Okay.
Gross. So you're going to go work out in those same underpants?
Then I'll change them.
Okay. So let me read you the stats here.
Gross.
Apparently, 31% of men and 10% of women say that they wear their underpants two times or more before they wash them.
Ew, that's disgusting. I'm sorry. You're all disgusting.
Do you know what I learned from that? I'm not alone.
3% turn them inside out.
Oh, that's even
when
more
they wear
gross.
Them the second time. See, I can't do that because the rhinestones hurt when they're flipped on the inside.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't have that luxury.
I've never thought of doing that.
You've never flipped them?
I've never thought of even doing that. It's never
That's
crossed
so gross.
My mind.
That's disgusting.
Okay, what's worse? Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Okay, hold on here. Here we go with the question of the day.
Okay.
Okay, if you are going to wear your underpants more than one day,
yeah.
Okay, what is worse? If you flip them inside out for day two, or if you turn them around and wore them back to front on day two?
Ew, back to front.
Back to front.
Yeah,
yeah, because if you flip them inside out, the grossiness is on the outside.
Right.
But then it's touching up against your pants and stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with me.
No.
Right.
But
here's what I worry about going inside outsies.
Okay.
Right. One, again, the rhinestones hurt.
Yeah.
But two, what if somebody, like, what if Matthew sees you when they're inside out?
But he'll just add that to the list of things he already thinks is gross that I do.
Right.
Like, he thinks it's gross that I wear my pajamas without underwear.
Right. And 26% of women say that they wear a bra at least 5 times before they wash it. I don't know what the rule is with a bra.
Me neither. I think that that's fine. That doesn't seem to bother me.
Yeah, because...
Like, that doesn't seem weird or gross to me.
No. Why?
Like, what's the war? Like, boob sweat, maybe?
Well, that's like asking, like, how often do you wash your belt? I don't. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. Belt doesn't touch your skin.
Yeah, I know, but I just, you don't know how I wear belts, Maureen. Okay?
It goes skin, belt, pants.
Yes. You know, you don't know. You don't know me and how I wear my belts. And 31% of people say that they wear their gym clothes at least how many times before they wash them?
Three.
The answer should be once.
No, Maury is 100% correct. 31% of people say that they wash their gym clothes 3 times before
anyone
spin,
who does that?
Boot camp?
Yeah.
Spin,
gross.
Wash. Yeah. It's
no,
in that
you're
order.
You're disgusting.
Yeah.
If I go to the gym on a Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
I will put on fresh boxer briefs.
Okay.
And fresh gym clothes.
Okay.
And if I get home, let's say an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
And I'm showering. All that clothes that I wore to the gym is going into the laundry bin, and
really?
I'm going to put on fresh clothes.
See, okay. When I leave either one of those places, spin or boot camp, I'm dry by the time I get home. Good to go again.
Good to go again.
Oh, that is disgusting, man.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yesterday, we talked about how a UK delicacy has made its way to North America finally after generations, and my girlfriend Catherine talks about this all the time because she ate these growing up. She was born in the UK and her parents are from there, which is, I think they called them chip buddies.
What's that again?
It's French fries between white bread with butter.
Not so like a sandwich.
Yes. And Maury yesterday tried to get fancy saying, whole wheat bread or maybe flaxseed bread. No. If you're going to have a French fry sandwich, it has to be between white bread. right? Maury, who usually takes on the gastro challenges here on the show, you were desperately wanting to try this because
if
nothing
British
you
people
love-
eat it. Then why isn't the world eating this?
Right. And say that with an accent now, Maury.
If British people are eating it, then why not the world?
Right. So, Maury, the French fries are cooking, I presume?
They're heating in the micro.
They're heating. And you have white bread today, right?
Ugh, I hate white bread.
You do?
Because it sticks to the top of your mouth, and apparently it's very churchy.
Yeah. It's very churchy.
Like it reminds you of when the priest puts the wafers in your mouth.
Wow.
Okay, so we got a loaf of Jesus bread. The French fries are in the oven. We'll take a phone call before we get to this.
Hi, this is Roz Amoka. How are you?
I am doing great. Have to say, love the show.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
Krishalini.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. I was listening to you talk about the French fries and the white bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a thing in South Africa. I am South African. And we call it a chip roll. We don't use the white. Yeah, we don't use the white bread, but they use the hot dog bun.
What? Hold on. You take French fries and you put it inside of a hot dog bun?
Yes.
What do you top it with?
You can choose. There's sauces. You can put your spicy fries in there.
Okay.
If you like to spice it up, you put your hot sauce. But you can just have it plain. Just your hot dog bun, your French fries, and it is delicious.
Okay.
Now, I have to agree with Roz that you got to be bold and have it with the white bread. You can try your whole wheat, Maury, but...
Okay, so here's the thing. So we have the fries and we have the white bread. Do you have hot dog buns in the fridge?
Yes, from before. I don't know if they're expired.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. So in the UK, it's French fries and white bread, but you say in South Africa that it's French fries and hot dog bun?
Yes, it is.
Which is the superior sandwich?
I would have to say the chip roll.
The chip roll. So
wow,
you're going
from South Africa.
Now, in a hot dog bun, how many fries are you generally putting into
like a handful.
Like a handful. Okay, wow. Now, do they all just like stick up out of the side like it's a triceratops, or are they all laid down evenly like they're all napping together?
like a box of toothpicks.
Yeah.
They're all together, okay.
And so what condiments are you putting on your chip roll?
Okay, so I put hot sauce, I put mayo.
Yeah.
And ketchup, because that's how I like it.
Okay, we have hot sauce, mayo, and ketchup here as well. I know that Maury has that stuff. Okay, so we will try and replicate an authentic South African chip roll, as you call it, which is a hot dog bun stuffed with French fries with mayo, hot sauce, and ketchup on it.
Delicious. You guys are going to love it.
Okay, so it's on then. It's on. Who wins the...
It's so much starch, though. Like, you got a potato, and then you have the bun made out of potato. No,
true.
The buns aren't made out of potato.
Krishalini, thank you very much for calling into the Roz and Mocha Show.
Maury, it's okay. You're not going to have it every day for breakfast. Just once a week.
Just once a week.
I don't know if he likes it this much.
Okay. So
you guys... The show.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You. We love you. So we've done a lot of gross food combinations on this show.
Yeah.
Maury has been eager to try all
because
of them.
Because Londoners are ahead of their time.
Oh, are they?
So,
okay.
If they do this, it must be good.
Right. Okay, so Maury has, how did you prepare those French fries, Maury?
Microwave them.
Oh.
Ew.
Okay,
well,
then.
There's no other way.
Okay. So two pieces of
white bread.
Yes, white bread. Definitely white bread.
Okay.
You can't get fancy with like... flax and all this other stuff.
Which would make sense.
It's a French fry sandwich, for God's sake.
So should I put the condiments on first?
Wait, hold on now. No. If you remember, the condiments are for the South African version of the chip buddy.
This is literally just fries.
This is fries and white bread.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Can I just say, I anticipate that being a very dry tasting food.
Like, wouldn't it make...
Yeah, that is going to stick all over. No, Maury, just French fries.
Yeah, I am. I'm mushing it so it stays in between the bread.
No, what? Okay, now pick it up. Yeah, that's going to be very dry. That's going to be like eating a bone.
Wait, just be quiet for a second.
Yeah.
It's like a very soft, just a very soft
There's
tasting
not
meal.
One taste in this.
Really?
Not one single flavor?
Not one single flavor. I feel like I'm just mouth exercising.
Okay. Take another bite. Get right in there in the middle with both. There you go. Just a big bite like that.
Ew.
There you go. Okay.
How's it taste?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just like dry mush.
Right.
And it's almost wearing out my jaw.
Yeah, it doesn't look, that doesn't look appealing at all.
No.
No, not at all. It's just, that's probably the most boring food somebody could eat. Really,
even watching it is boring.
But it's not horrible. I just,
it doesn't make
nothing...
a sound. No. It doesn't look appealing. No.
It's really quite boring.
There's just nothing to look forward
yeah.
to.
And you know what's funny is I thought, like, if you told 9-year-old me that I was one day going to be having a French fry sandwich, my eyes would have lit up.
Yeah.
But now that I would have been very excited. But I'm watching you eat this now, and a French fry sandwich isn't nearly as exciting as
no.
I thought it was going to be.
I also think the fact that Maury like microwaved the fries.
True, yeah.
Right?
I don't think that would have made anything different.
Did you bring water in here? Mocha, dial 9-1, please, okay? Maury, you know the rule. Raise your hand if you're choking, okay?
Okay, so...
Okay, now let's...
Can South I just stop African, this because it's yeah. wasting stop, my time?
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. How many times has Matthew said that? Okay, Maury's pounding his chest now.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay, okay, Maury, now we're going to try the South African version, which they say is the superior version of the French fry sandwich, which is a French fry stuck in a hot dog bun.
And then topped.
And then topped with mayo, ketchup, and hot sauce.
How do you separate the buns?
Do you not know how to separate a hot dog
bun?
You
never separated a hot dog bun before?
Okay, it was sticking together. Okay.
Okay, Maury. Okay, so Maury's now laying the French fries inside the hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is with, I finally
this
get
is,
flavor.
Yeah, you finally get flavor okay. with a little bit of mayo. Don't overdo it, Maury. Don't overdo it. Just
oh, like, there's a lot of mayo.
Would you say like that?
I sure, yeah. Maury, can I just say, stop, that's enough mayo, Maury.
Okay, but it didn't go across the whole bun.
Well, because you don't know how to spread. I've never seen somebody in my life who has less ability to spread than you.
Okay.
You know sometimes like when they give a chimp... Right. You know, like sometimes when they give a chimp a Rubik's Cube and the first thing he does is try and stick it in his butt and then he figures out that it's a game that you need to solve. Maury is still at the point of where you give him something and he just tries to see if it fits in his butt. Like he hasn't evolved to actually using things for their intended purpose yet. Okay, okay. Maury, there you go with the.
So now we have the French fries inside of the hot dog bun, topped with mayonnaise, ketchup, yeah. and hot sauce.
Yes. Okay. So Maury, so then
so
go,
take a bite of that. Yeah, damn,
go
Maury.
Right ahead, Maury.
Here we go.
Yeah, down the hatch. Okay, how's that?
Oh God!
What?
What?
I was almost the one with no flavor.
Right? With no what?
Flavor.
No?
Is it bad?
Describe this one now. This is the South African version of the chip sandwich.
The hot sauce ruins the whole thing.
Really? Wait.
You hearing him say bye?
Okay, Mocha's on his way over now. Mocha, put the other end in your mouth, Mocha, and take a bite of that.
Look at this. Okay.
Okay, take a bite of that.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Okay, Mocha's in there now. How's that, Mocha? Isn't that good? Because when you put it in your mouth, you expect meat to be in there, right? So what is it like when you put that sort of shape in your mouth and there's no meat in it, just fries?
It's just wrapping.
Yeah. Like, do you feel like you're missing meat?
Yeah.
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 I imagine you would.
I don't like it.
No. Like, even a slice of bologna or something like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah?
Because weird.
The problem is that the French fries blend in with the bread, so I feel like I'm just eating bread with hot sauce.
Right. Yeah. But which is a superior chip sandwich, though? More South Africa or London?
London.
London. Okay, wow. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. You know how rumors get started? How do rumors get started? Wasn't that a song?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Hold on. Who sang that?
Rumors.
Who sang that?
I don't know.
To look it up.
Hang on.
Was it...
Rumors.
It wasn't...
Fleetwood Mac?
No.
No, it's an album.
Lindsay Lohan?
No, it wasn't...
Nightcore?
It wasn't Orange Juice Jones, was it?
Oh, Timex Social Club.
Was it Timex Social Club?
Yeah.
Rumors get started by...
By jealous people.
Yeah, I would say that.
Well,
I would say
well,
that
according
that's
to the song, rumors get started by jealous people.
Because I would disagree with that.
And I saw the making of, in my own house the other day, of how rumors get started.
Okay.
Oh, this was such a jam back in the day. So you know me and the bathroom. I love hanging out on the toilet.
Sure.
And this was such a jam back in the day, man.
So what happened to you in the bathroom?
So I spent a lot of time in the bathroom because I enjoy it in there.
Sure. Solitude.
I'm alone. Uh-huh. It's perfect. I will go in anticipating that I will eventually have to use the bathroom. So if I pass the bathroom on the way, I'll just sometimes just dip in and hang out and just wait.
You're sure. Not always bathrooming in the bathroom. You just go and hang out.
For biology. No, I eventually do, but I don't always enter the bathroom having to go.
Right.
And I'll always have my phone with me, and so I just enjoy my time in there.
Sure.
I really just do enjoy my time in there. And my family, Catherine and Roxy, just don't understand. Okay. Catherine thinks it's vile and disgusting. Oh, you can leave that on.
Oh.
Oh, we don't have to turn off rumors. And so one time, like I would say a couple of months ago, something popped up in my feed. And it was a clip from our show. And okay. I wanted to hear how it sounded.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was a funny day and we had done some real funny stuff. And I wanted to hear how it sounded. So I was in the bathroom and I pressed play on the clip.
Yeah.
And so I was in the bathroom and then my family comes home. Catherine and Roxy come home. And I'm listening to a clip of the show while sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
One time. And now every time in my house that I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Every single time.
What?
One of them says, "What are you going in there to listen to yourself on a toilet?" And it happened one time. And I'm like, listen.
It's all it takes is one time.
And I said to both of them, I'm like, listen, don't repeat this because this is how things start.
Yeah.
Like next thing I know, people are saying that I'm the guy that goes into the bathroom and listens to himself on the radio while going number two. Because I did it once.
Yeah.
Like but once.
It,
like,
but all it takes is one time for it to stick.
Thank you.
That's what she
said. All it takes is one time for it to stick. You're right. But I did it one time. One time I was on the toilet listening myself on the radio.
And now you're that guy.
And now that's all I do apparently, right?
You're that guy. Look at him. Oh, look at Mr. Conceited over here.
Yeah.
He can't stand to not hear himself even when he's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I need to hear myself so often that I have to do it while I'm on the toilet.
So have you done it again?
But it happened. No!
He's probably afraid.
No, I'm terrified now.
Leave your phone on the kitchen counter. I'm terrified. Now.
There was a news clip that I wanted to listen to the other day while I was in the bathroom. And I actually reached up and I took the towel and I put it over my head and made a tent that went down to my knees to dampen the sound.
That's like going a little too far.
The problem was is that it also captured all the smells
that I had. That's taking it too far, man. That's so gross.
It was terrible. But that's how rumors get started, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Air Transat.
Oh, damn. You trying to do a new jingle?
Well, I thought maybe they could use one. I'm available.
Listen, you just took away the stress of planning a vacation just by singing that just now.
Air Transat.
Because let's be real, trying to plan a vacation, whether it's for yourself or for your family, can be very stressful.
Yes, it can.
Because you want to make sure it's absolutely perfect for every single person.
I was cruising through all the deals for Air Transat just the other day. They fly to over 60 destinations in 26 countries, direct flights to 27 destinations, including Europe and Israel, Croatia, Paris, Athens, Dublin, Italy, Amsterdam, Portugal, Spain, London, and so much more.
Book a flight on Air Transat to any of its European destinations and enjoy a hot meal plus one checked bag for free.
For free?
For free!
Visit airtransat.com. All right, let's take a phone call.
KS925, Roz and Mocha.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
It's Louis. I called you guys a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Louis. What's up, man?
All right. I'm calling because I had a dream of you guys last night.
You did?
How'd I look?
Yes. And I'm like, no, well, first of all, you were not in my dream, Roz. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's why he said dream, not
you know
nightmare.
What? This is why, this is, nobody wants to hear about your stupid dream, dude. Okay? Nobody wants to hear about your stupid dream. Okay, let me just
Maury's
say.
Maury's losing it in the other room.
Maury's having a great time right now. The worst way anybody could ever start a conversation, these words should never come out of your mouth because one, it's a complete, you sound like a loser, is nobody ever wants you to walk up to them and go, oh my God, I got to tell you about this dream I had last night. Your dream is only interesting to you.
Your dream
is not interesting to anyone else.
You did sound pretty interesting.
No, I didn't.
Until he said that you weren't in the dream.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
All right, Lewis, continue, please.
Well, Maury apparently came from the sky in a parachute, landed in front of me, and stole my Pepsi. I was walking down the road with my Pepsi, and he stole it from me.
Maury, so in your dream, Lewis, for some strange reason, Maury landed out of the sky from a parachute and stole the Pepsi that you were drinking?
Yeah, he just fully stole my drink.
And then what happened?
Well, and then I had to run to Longo's. I've never been to a Longo's in my life, and buy another Pepsi. And then I ran into Mocha there, Jazz was there, even Climax was there. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis, for some reason, he was doing an interview with Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then
Lewis, Britney Spears and Bruce Willis were doing an interview inside the Longo's?
Yeah. For some reason, your studio was there.
Mm-hmm. The studio's in Longo's. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I wish our studio was inside Longo's. Are you kidding me?
And then what happened?
And then, well, I did see you a little bit. You were in front of a mirror, Roz, but that was about it.
This is not interesting to anyone.
Just like real life.
Dude, your dream is so lame.
You were just offended that you were not in my dream.
No, I wasn't at all. So. I didn't even care one bit. I didn't even hear you say that you had a dream, to be honest with you.
Oh, Roz.
Keep your dreams.
I like you, Roz. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
I don't care.
I think you really do. I think you're offended that you weren't the star of Lewis's dream.
Stop it. Okay, nobody wants to hear about your stupid dreams, Lewis.
Fine, Roz. Hi, right. I agree with you.
Okay, stop it. Don't do that. That's even worse. I don't know what is worse. If somebody says, I had a dream last night, you weren't in it, or, okay, don't worry, I'll go home tonight and have a dream about you.
Fine, I'll just do it. Hey, Lewis, have a wicked weekend, man.
You too, guys. Thank
later,
you.
Bye. See ya.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz. I mean Mocha.
Yo, what up, Jose?
Nothing much.
What's going on?
I want Darren Moore to do a challenge, like an eating challenge, like one of those things he always does.
Yeah. Oh, okay, like what?
Can you do up to 20 cookies? Can you eat 20 cookies in a row?
Hey, Maury, can you eat 20 cookies in a row?
Wait, what kind of cookies, though?
Have you guys tried brownies before?
Have we ever tried a brownie before? Okay. Yes, Jose, I've tried a brownie before.
That's not a cookie.
But that's not a cookie.
Brownies are a pastry.
Are brownies a pastry or brownies more cake?
I say brownies are a cake.
Yeah, brownies are cake.
You're right. No, because you make it as a cake. Yeah.
So you want Maury to eat 20 brownie
Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies.
I don't know. What about 20 pieces of brownie?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're onto something with brownies.
Oh, that's heavy, though.
Easy, though. I could do that with my hands
closed. No, I don't think you could.
Eyes closed.
You could do that with your eyes closed, Maury.
I don't think you could. Brownies are heavy, man. Are you kidding me?
How big of a brownie are we talking?
Like 10 inches small, like, or 10 pieces big or something. I don't know.
10 inches per piece?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the little tiny ones you got.
Like
10
by 10?
Like, okay, hold on a second.
That's like the size of his book.
Okay, Jose, when you say, how big are the individual pieces of brownie that Maury
I don't know how big the brownies are. They're like I've seen like 2 inches. They're like 2 inches big.
The Vachon like ones.
Big. How big are those?
They're like the size of two crackers put together.
And how many of those do you think that you could eat, more?
At least 15.
Yeah, okay. We are not pushing you into this. If you would like to do this, if you would like to take Jose up on his challenge.
Hell yes.
Okay, so Maury will do that. We'll take a break. Maury's going to go downstairs. Get how many brownies, Jose?
20.
20 brownies,
that's
Maury.
That's two packages of Vachon.
Okay, yeah. Don't say it like that.
And can I say one more thing?
What?
And I love listening to your Roz and Mocha broadcast. I love listening to it.
Oh, the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for the challenge. Maury's going to go downstairs, get 20 brownies. And that will be that.
All right. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
Later, dude.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What time is it? It's brownie time.
What was that kid's name who called in to challenge this?
Jose.
Okay, so welcome back.
I found the Vachon ones.
Okay, so the Vachon brownies, which are like perfect size individual brownies. That's actually, that looks heavy.
Very.
It is actually physically heavy.
Okay.
Okay,
so the challenge was 20. I don't think you're going to get through 20, bro. You don't even have a glass of milk with you.
I don't care.
Or water.
It's very dry.
It's very dry. Okay, now, Maury, you remember the only rule for your eating challenges?
Swallow?
No. Yes, I'll swallow.
What's the rule?
Okay, if you're choking, put your hand up, okay?
Oh,
okay.
And then you have to dial 911. Right, that's your rule.
Because I don't know if you're laughing or if you're dying.
They sound the same.
They sound the exact same.
Can I take my glasses off?
Sure.
I just think it'll help you win.
No, because I find that with these bigger glasses, when I chew, my nose bangs onto the frame.
You don't want to fully be able to see what your body's going to look like after you do
that
this?
That too.
Okay. All right.
I'm diving in. I'm going.
Okay, go for it. Yeah. Oh, those have nuts on them too.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Okay.
Poor Steve. Okay. Our whole chocolate covered now.
Yeah. Okay. So, Maury.
Holy crap! It's sticky thick.
Okay.
That was a laugh, not a joke.
Okay. Maury went in like gangbusters with like three big giant bites.
Damn.
It's like it's my birthday.
And he's only swallowed now for the very first time.
That's what she said.
Okay. So that's one full brownie in the mouth already. Okay.
Oh no. Okay. Now, part of the brownie.
Okay. Part of the brownie is now coming back out of his mouth.
Ew. That's okay. Ew.
Mm-mm. Not hooking.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, just eat.
Oh God.
I can't. I don't know if I'd be able to describe.
Oh, ew, no, it's leaking out of his mouth.
Okay, I've
that's
never
so
seen.
Gross.
It looks like motor oil. It's like all.
Okay. Oh no! It's dripping on your hands now.
So let's just remind people that the challenge was Maury said that he could eat easily 20 brownies. Maury has
okay. We're back.
Okay, are you on number one or number two?
One.
Still
okay,
number one.
Still number one. Okay, so I guess
it's just so hard to swallow the thick chocolate.
Okay. So,
all right, here we go.
Have we finished one yet, Maury?
Yeah.
No, you haven't swallowed that
yet.
Well,
it's in my mouth.
Right, but you haven't swallowed yet.
No, but it's mushing around.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Number two.
Oh. He said number two is a little piece of number one just dripped out of his mouth.
Okay, Maury. Down the hatch, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Maury, look at that. Maury took two large bites just now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tiring.
You okay?
Yeah, it's like comforting.
Is it? You like it? I guess it tastes good, right? Like you
like
it.
Reminds me of back
name.
Home.
What does that mean? It reminds you of back home.
Where? Kensington Market? That's where you grew up, right?
What is that? Yeah. You're still throwing words out now. Reminds me of back home.
Yeah, good old home cooking.
Okay, take another
bite. I remember,
bite.
Damn it, Maury. Grew up two towns over.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's coming into my mouth and my eye.
Okay, go. Okay. Okay, so that's two. He's.
Well, before you open number three, I think you should finish brownie number two first.
I was preparing for number three.
I don't know, man.
Okay, we're going to have to call this.
Yeah. You
can
know,
I at least have one bite of number three?
I'm not going to say no more. You do whatever you want. You're a grown-ass man.
One of the nuts fell out.
Grow up, Maury.
Maybe.
What kind of laugh is that? You sound like a machine gun. Okay.
Okay. One last go, Maury. You got this, baby.
It's hot in him.
Excuse me.
It's hot in him.
It's. Oh, God.
I don't know, man. You look.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't look very good. I think you should. Maury?
Did you tell him?
I think you should. Put that brownie down.
Well, I'm not finished that one. Come on, it's in his hands. For God's sake.
I know, but I feel like
down
death is coming over.
Just down the hatch.
Man.
Come on.
He doesn't look very good.
Does he ever, though? He's never looked really good.
Can you answer that?
It's true. Okay, so it's three brownies.
No, 2.5. Two and a half.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. Two and a half.
Okay, Maura, how are you feeling now?
It's like a big brick in my stomach.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to finish three. And it's sitting right there.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, yeah, three, woo!
Oh, my God, smile.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you split the chores at home?
I wouldn't necessarily say split.
Right. Sorry.
But, like,
okay.
If stuff needs to get done, we just get it done.
Okay, and before I'll get to you in a sec more. Let me rephrase the question. Are there specific Mocha chores at home?
Yes.
And specific Jenna chores? Stuff that she hates doing, you do. Stuff that you do not like doing, she does.
I wouldn't say that. Like, for example, in our house, I'm the one that will scrub the floors. Like, I get the mop out. Wow, I get the Lysol with the water, with the warm water.
Good for you.
All that. I will. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Not because she says, hey, that's your job.
No.
It's just, that's just what I do.
They say of all the chores that happen in a household between a couple, the one, if there's one chore that's going to split you, that's going to divide you, that's going to ruin the relationship. No, it's not the toilet. It's the dishes. The dishes is the one that comes with the most resentment. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. The dishes is the one that comes with the most resentment attached to it.
See, not in our, in our house, though, I think the one that.
Because here's the thing. If one person in your house always winds up doing the dishes, right? The dishes is after something that you have both done. Okay.
Sure.
So a floor being dirty, you can't really blame someone. That's just life that gets a floor dirty. Yeah. The bathroom gets dirty from everyone using it over the course of time. But dishes is after something very specific. So if two people take part in doing something that dirties something in the house, oftentimes it's only one person who does the cleanup for that. That's why dishes comes with so much resentment attached to it, more so than anything else. Like Catherine will clean anything, but the one thing she will never do is clean the kitchen sink because she hates it.
Really?
So I will come home. There will be a spotless kitchen. Like, I mean spotless kitchen. I would put my bare ace on the counter and not even worry about it.
Pristine.
And then I look in the sink and there's corn and spaghetti hanging out of the drain.
Ew.
Like, she just will not clean the
sink.
No. And so I say nothing. I don't ever say, oh my God, what, like, you couldn't do the sink? I just come in and I will, I will clean the sink, and then that's just that.
No, I think the one thing that divides our house is laundry.
Oh,
like she,
yeah.
Like, she hates when I do the laundry.
Oh, she hates when you do the laundry.
Yeah, because I'll always screw something up.
Oh, sounds like Matthew.
she would just rather do it herself.
Right.
She'd be like, I will handle the laundry. Okay. Don't worry. You can do everything else.
Yeah, because Maury doesn't have to do a lot of chores at home because Maury's not
one
allowed.
One main responsibility that is mine is garbage.
Is garbage.
Recycling and garbage. I have to, like, that's my only job is take that
how
out.
How little does he think of you then? Yeah. The only thing you're allowed to do in the house is just take out the garbage.
And I will load the dishwasher, and then it's funny. You say that the dishes is what divides you because he will always open the dishwasher and yell and say, this is what's going to make us get a divorce is because you don't know how to load a dishwasher.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, dishes is the spike between a couple when it comes to household chores. It's not the floors. It's not the bathroom. It's not cleaning up after the kid. It's not laundry. It's the dishes.
Yeah. And usually it's whoever makes the meal, the other person cleans the dishes, but in our house, Matthew makes the meals and does the dishes.
Oh, no. So you've been reduced to just the trash guy.
Please don't leave me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi there. This is Roz and Mocha.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys because I wasn't having a good day yesterday. So you guys literally made me laugh the first thing in the morning. You guys are awesome.
Aw, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Dee.
D, what's going on? How come you were in a bad mood yesterday?
Nothing. I just had some family problems going on, so I woke up this morning to go to work feeling all
And
then I put you guys on, and literally you guys made me laugh right away. So you guys are awesome. Thank you for doing that all day.
Now, when you say family problems, are you talking like your parents, or are you talking like your own family, husband, kid kind of thing?
My own family.
Your own family.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did everything get sorted out, or is there still a problem?
It's nothing big. It's just, you know, like normal stuff.
Like life and money and everything else?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Just my husband being a douche, that's it.
Oh. What was the argument about?
Nothing. It's just I come home from work and like he comes before me, so like nothing was done and like he's just lounging around and I have to come home and do everything. So
God, that's tough. It's very difficult, and I'll tell you what's hard in our house is that, and I always tell Catherine, I'm like, listen, I don't own tired. You're allowed to be tired because, you know, we get up in the middle of the night to go to work, and then I go and do the TV show all day, and I get home at 6:30. Right. So I'm 13 and a half hours in every single day. And so when I get home, if Catherine's had a rough day where she's done a lot, I can tell that she's very hesitant to say that she's tired because she thinks that I'm going to throw it in her face, which I don't. Yeah. I don't own tired. You're allowed to be tired. You could have done one thing that was just exhausting and you're done for the day. I get that. But when it comes to what is done in the house, I would say that Catherine is way better than I am, and she will come home. And if something is, if the kitchen needs to be done up and buttoned up and polished, she will do that, where I will sit and have a drink first before I do it.
Right.
Where she walks in, if it's messy, she needs to do it right away because she can't relax if the kitchen is messy. Where I have no problem sitting down having a beer with my back to a messy kitchen and then getting up and doing it.
And you know, dude, the way you explain that and, and describe that is the exact way it would go down in our house, where I would get home from work and I would sit down and have a coffee, right? Maybe like mess around on my phone, and then I'd get to the the house stuff.
No, whereas about husbands,
whereas with my wife, she would rather have everything done right away, have it clean, and then you sit down and you relax.
And why
do
husbands, like, if you're on the computer, why do they need the garbage taken out right at that moment?
I hear you.
Right, this that felt so good.
This isn't like a complaint about your spouse segment here.
It is now.
What else would you like to complain about, Mark?
I will say, okay, you want to complain? I will say this. What time is it? Catherine's not listening. I will say this. Okay, I will say this. If there's one thing where I'm like, come on, man. So if Catherine walks into the house, right? Uh-huh. Okay, so there could be coats on the backs of chairs. There could be like FedEx boxes and Amazon boxes that are all stacked up for her, and Roxy stuff everywhere. All this stuff, right? And if my computer is on the kitchen table and then I'm sort of like at the fridge when she gets in, she will get in and look at this place as a giant mess. What she winds up doing is taking the one thing that is mine and putting it away.
Grab your laptop.
You know what I mean? Yeah, she grabs my laptop, closes it, and puts it back on the table. And I'm like, really? You just walked in the house here and a bomb went off and you got your stuff everywhere. Roxy's got her stuff everywhere. And what really turned you off was seeing my computer out. So she will take the one thing that's mine and put it away.
And then husbands, you're sitting in the dark because you're enjoying just some darkness. They come home and turn all the lights on because, they're home, so we need some light.
Right.
Am I wrong, ladies?
Yes. But we've said this before on the show, that the number one thing that drives couples to fight is not the fights about money. It's the fights about the dishes.
Yeah.
The dishes is the last straw in a lot of relationships.
Hey, Dee.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in, and thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. We hope you have a way better day today than you did yesterday.
Thank you, guys.
Also,
have a good day.
Also, Catherine doesn't do any of that stuff I just said she did. I was just trying to relate to you. For the record.
Right. Your phone was just buzzing. Okay, I have a feeling she got a text from her.
For the record, I was just trying to be relatable, and funny.
Okay.
Thanks, Dee.
Right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Mocha, let me ask you a question. Your wife, does she have a best friend?
Yeah. Her name's Jen.
Is she close to the best friend?
I would say so, yeah.
Closer to the best friend than she is with you?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You should know this. You don't know?
I'm sure there's things that they talk about that she wouldn't talk to me about.
Yeah.
Right? There would have to be.
Over half women that they polled said that they are closer to the best friend than they are to their husbands.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
We're having a talk as soon as I get home, bro.
Matthew has a girlfriend that he's closer to than he is to you,
Tracy,
right?
Tracy, who lives in Barrie, because I know when they get on the phone with each other, I might as well just shut down and go to bed because they'll talk for hours.
Yeah.
And I often say to Matthew, I'm like, how come we don't talk for hours? And he says, well, I have more to discuss with her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because they talk about you.
Yeah.
They do. In Portuguese.
So
he has a best friend that he talks to in a completely different language. That you
all
don't
the
even
time.
Understand?
In front of my face.
No, that's rude.
Oh, no.
Rude.
That's the worst.
Rude. Does he ever do this thing where he's talking in English and then looks out of the corner of his eye and sees that you're in the room and then immediately starts talking in Portuguese?
No, he'll do it as soon as I'm in the room, and they'll look at me and go, Kurishk.
What does that mean?
Damn it.
So they say, I'll give you some of the reasons here why they say women are closer to their best friends than they are to their husbands. They say that they have a lot more in common. Number 26, at 10%, at number 10. The best friend is less annoying than their husband.
Oh,
Do you want to get your buzzer, Maury?
Yeah,
you can buzz in on all these. Here, Mocha, you buzz in for Maury.
Okay.
Okay, so here, all of these that apply to Maury, Matthew, okay, who has his best friend, who is not Maury. They have a lot more in common.
Yeah.
The best friend is way less annoying than Maury. The best friend gives better advice than the husband. They go back much further.
Yeah.
They can really be themselves around the best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
They laugh until they cry.
Oh, no, they did that last night.
When was the last time you and Matthew laughed until you cried?
Oh, we never have yet.
No. They like more of the same things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They can tell the best friend things that they cannot tell their partner.
He said specifically that.
Yes. They're a better listener than the husband.
Ooh.
Yes. And also, number one, they can talk about everything.
Oh, no. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow, Maury, you and Matthew are marriage goals.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Does fried food belong on pizza?
I'm a
traditionalist with pizza.
I'd say no.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Straight up pepperoni, just regular toppings.
Yeah.
Pizza toppings.
Yeah, because I'm reading this story here where there's a place in England, a pizza joint, where they've started offering onion rings and chicken nuggets as a topping on pizza.
Sorry, what?
Onion rings and chicken nuggets as a pizza topping.
No. They can accompany pizza on the side.
And people,
no problem,
are so into this that they want them to start shipping these all over the world.
What? I don't think so. I'm good with all three of those things just separately.
But who set the rules? That's what I want to find out. Where are these rules? Because somebody once in Chicago invented the deep dish pizza.
Which
would assume back then people said, well, you can't do that. But now everyone loves it.
No, but I'm going to tell you, deep dish pizza is not pizza.
What is it? A cake?
What is it?
It's a casserole.
It's pizza.
It's not a pizza.
I love deep dish pizza from
Chicago. There's nothing about a deep dish pizza that's pizza. It's a casserole. I will always fight against the fact that deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's not pizza. You know what? If I take a chicken pot pie.
Yes.
Okay. And delicious, I put the chicken pot pie in the oven for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Because that's how long it takes to cook a deep dish pizza.
Okay.
And I take that chicken pot pie out and I just cut the entire top crust off. So all I'm left with is the doughy bottom and all the stuff in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Is that pizza?
No, it's a chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
No, but what if the deep dish pizza began as a pizza and they shove it down?
No, it's not pizza.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
All the toppings of a pizza.
No, it's not.
It's still got the pizza dough.
No, it's I would give you, if you said it's a pizza pot pie.
Okay.
Then I would maybe give you that, but it's not a pizza.
Is a pizza pocket not a pizza?
No.
No, that's a pizza pocket.
It's like more of a panzerotti. It's a thing. It's an actual thing.
Yeah, it's a panzo.
So you're saying you can't just throw the word pizza out
there? No,
you can't. Stop throwing it around.
Stop throwing the word pizza around there on things that are clearly not pizza.
Misuse of a word.
Yeah, like pizza sticks, not pizza. Pizza flavor, pizza toppings, pizza everything else, but not pizza. Deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's casserole.
Here's what I know. No.
You see, Roz is not wrong.
Is that? No, well, he is. Here's what I know. And we'll get to this phone call in a sec because people get very passionate about this. Chicken pot pie is made, you're using like pie crust.
Sure, but it doesn't matter what the dough is.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha.
Just because it's in a pie shell and you've got some pizza sauce or whatever, and it doesn't make it a pizza.
Yeah,
it's not in a pie shell, though.
But it's not. It's
in a pie tin. It's in a pie tin.
Yeah.
No, it's in a deep dish pizza tin.
Yeah, very little difference in that.
Very.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely true what he said about the whole, you know, chicken pot pie thing.
Right. Okay. If I take a hot dog.
Yes.
And I cut the hot dog up into tiny little circles.
Sure.
And then I cook that hot dog in those tiny little circles. And then I take those circles and I spread them out evenly on a hamburger bun.
Yes.
And I take a bite of it.
Yes.
Am I eating a hot dog?
Yes. You're still eating a hot dog.
No.
But it's on a hamburger bun.
But it's so on what? A hamburger bun.
But it's still a hot dog at the end of the day.
No.
Forget you have wieners and beans. You don't have hot dog and beans.
Right.
No, it's still a hot dog.
It's not a hot dog.
Of course it is.
No.
It's just a sliced up hot dog.
No,
and you
it's
just
not.
Put it on, it's the same bread, it's just it's on a hamburger bread.
No, it's a hamburger bun.
It's like people who take bologna and fry it. Now, if they take
hold on now, you listen up, woman. Don't you bite your tongue. Shut your mouth. Okay.
This is fried bologna.
All right. You don't talk ill of fried bologna. Not on this show. Not on this show, lady. Not on this show.
I'm not talking bad about it.
All right.
Relax.
All right. I know exactly how to slice a circle of bologna too, so it doesn't bowl up on you. So it cooks nice and flat. All right. Not on this show.
So you mastered it.
Oh yes. We used to buy the pack of bologna when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That was as like it would, if you put it on the ground, it would come up halfway above your shin. Like it was a stack of bologna like you've never seen before.
Oh my God.
All right.
But if you were to take a slice, and I'm not knocking it, but if you were to take that, fry it up, and then stick it on a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Would you still call it a hamburger?
No.
Exactly.
There's no burger in that hamburger.
Exactly.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Mocha. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Okay, for your precious deep dish pizza. I take a deep dish pizza, right? Put the pizza thing in the pie shell and everything else, and I load it up, and what do you do? It's just like a quarter gallon of sauce in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your sauce, your cheese, your pepperoni,
whatever.
Your sauce, cheese,
everything else.
Yeah.
Okay, if I then take a cup and a half of cooked penne.
Yes.
Dump it in the middle and stir it around.
Yes.
Bake it in the oven.
Yes.
Is that still pizza?
That's not pizza at that point.
Oh, why?
Because you're adding penne to it.
But it's a pizza. It becomes a topping on your pizza. I'm then having deep dish pizza with penne topping.
No. Exactly. That's not a pizza.
I don't know.
What you came up with, what you just described, Roz?
Yeah.
It sounds extremely delicious. Right, yes, I would eat
it
that.
It does.
Okay. And you brought up a great point. Is a taco bowl a taco?
No.
Why not?
Because you're not eating it out of a taco shell.
You're not eating this as a slice of pizza.
Yeah, you are. It's a big, thick-ass slice.
But when you get a taco bowl, it is a bowl that is made out of a fried tortilla. It's a bowl.
Yeah, that's a taco bowl. It's not a taco.
But it's still a taco.
It's
still a taco. Everything in there is taco. It's even on the thing that a taco is made out of.
So why is a pizza, why is a deep dish pizza not a deep dish pizza if all the ingredients are still pizza ingredients?
I'm not saying a taco bowl is a taco because I don't think a taco bowl is a taco.
Oh, so what do you think it is?
It's a taco bowl.
Yeah, so a deep dish pizza is...
It's a salad, basically. A taco bowl is a salad.
We're throwing the word pizza around. Now we're not throwing the word taco
around? No, because
a
taco bowl is a salad. It's not a taco. A deep dish pizza is a casserole. It's not a pizza.
No, it's a pizza. Thanks, hey, is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Appreciate the call as always.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day, guys.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
A couple of words that drive me crazy when I hear them.
Woke. Bae.
Woke. Yeah. Because I feel that woke is so derogatory at times when somebody says woke.
What about whilst?
No. Man cave. Anytime I hear that, anytime I hear somebody say man cave or they have a man cave, it drives me nuts.
I find it's very like 80s.
It's not. It's no, 90s. No. To me, it's not. To me, it's like it's just. I don't know what it is about man cave that drives me so crazy because I haven't figured it out yet. I don't have the words for it yet, but I just know I hate it. Yeah. I don't really know why I hate it. Me with Maury for years, and then I figured it all out.
Well, do you want to share with the rest of the class?
No, joking, Maury. But my new word that I despise is the term adulting.
Oh, adulting? Everyone uses that now.
What's that?
Everyone uses that now.
Adulting? Yeah, adulting. So, like, you'll see on Instagram... somebody who's in their early 20s and they're, I don't know, moving. They got boxes and they're putting stuff in the back of a U-Haul. And they're like, look at me adulting. Adulting is hard work.
It means doing something in adult.
I know what it means.
That was one of the reasons, by the way.
But mansplaining?
Oh, mansplaining. Don't even get me started on mansplaining.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I see so many examples of mansplaining. I understand mansplaining where somebody is legitimately a complete knob and they don't want anyone to be right. And what I think people fail in most mansplaining situations that I've seen is that it is not directed specifically and intentionally at any one woman. It's just that this jerk would do this to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people who are accused of mansplaining. Yeah. Most people who I have seen examples of who are accused of mansplaining. I'm like, no, they would do this to anyone because they're an idiot. Mansplaining.
Manspreading.
Man cave. Manspreading. Don't get me started.
Why are all the bad ones man?
Well, look at the world, Maury.
True.
Can I just point out the fact that every single one of these words,
yeah,
your first words before continuing is,
yeah,
don't even get me started on?
Yeah, I know. I know.
If there's no right. greater sentence yeah. that, like, preface to make you sound yeah. super old yeah. is don't even get me started
right,
on.
Right.
God, you really sound old, bro.
I know. I don't wanna sound old. I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. Oh yeah, so
you're mansplaining something.
Yeah, because you're new to adulting. So let me give you examples of what people have said are the top 10 signs that you are quote unquote adulting.
Okay.
If you're in your 20s right now and you have hashtag adulting anywhere on your social, just delete it. You look like a fool. Being on time for work is considered adulting.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
Isn't that considered proper?
It's just considered being a responsible human being.
Yeah.
Right? But no, it's something new. It's special. It's something that you've evolved. You should be celebrated.
Is ordering a tea adulting?
I would say yes. That's probably on somebody's list.
Okay.
Moving out of your parents' house.
That's
considered adulting.
That makes sense, though.
No, but it's not. It's just what you do as a human.
Yeah.
It's not adulting. There's no, like, nobody's standing around applauding you going, oh my God, look at you adulting.
So doing your taxes, adulting?
Doing your taxes is number 7 on the list.
Oh, no, it's not really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I just did 2 years worth.
Yeah. Making a budget is number 6.
Oh my God.
Paying for your own car.
These are all like responsibilities.
Thank you. Paying your own bills.
Okay.
Being financially independent.
Oh my God.
I've not.
This is all being considered as adulting?
Yeah, and having a steady job. This is being, you know what this is? This isn't adulting. This is being a contributing member of society.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't have massive collapse.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just part of life.
It's part of life.
What about doing dinner? Like
right.
making dinner.
Let me mansplain this to all of you, okay?
Don't even get
while I manspread in my man cave. Don't even get me started.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
If you've ever been pulled over by a police officer while driving, the first thing you do before that officer gets to your window,
pull your shirt down a little.
Is okay. The second thing that you do before that police officer gets to the window is
chapstick.
Okay, the third thing you do before that police officer gets
throw
to your window.
Throw your cell phone in the passenger seat.
Is yeah. at some point, after pulling down your shirt, throwing your phone away, and putting on your chapstick.
Thank you.
You try to come up with an excuse that you're going to give to the police officer.
First of all, you have to know why you're being pulled over, I guess, right?
Let's say it's speeding.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to lie and say, I didn't know I was going that fast.
Yeah.
I'm late for work.
Right.
I have an appointment that I'm late for.
My wife is pregnant.
Yeah. Whatever.
Modeling job in my case.
Modeling job. I'm off to an audition.
You don't
actually,
even
no.
know.
I passed the audition. Yeah. I didn't even need to audition.
No, 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 no.
I'm off to a job.
Yeah. Modeling.
Listen to this.
Well, this next one's a new one for me. A woman.
By the way, this is in Florida, Tampa Bay.
This next one's a new one for me. A woman claims that high winds blew cocaine into her purse. Kanisha Posey was in a car during a traffic stop in Fort Pierce in late March. During a search, the officer found bags of cocaine and marijuana in Posey's purse. Now, she told police that it was windy, and the wind probably blew the bags through a car window and into her purse. She is charged right now with felony drug possession.
You gotta do better than that. You gotta do better
the
than that.
The wind blew cocaine
yeah.
and weed through the window into my purse.
And I could understand that if it was just like traces of cocaine, like just like loose particles of cocaine. But she's saying that somebody in another car had their window open and bags of cocaine blew out of their car, through their car window, through her car window, and directly into her
yeah,
purse.
Like with precision.
Bags of cocaine.
Come on now.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So you know that super cool secret handshake that you and I have because we're best friends?
That's true.
Devin Moore, super jealous.
Oh.
Wanted me to show him the other day, and I was like, nope, it's secret.
Oh. I actually have a special handshake with Catherine.
Do you?
Yeah. We were like, we need a handshake. And then so we found one, and then we just do this cool handshake.
So guess what Devin Moore did when he got home?
Oh, what's that?
Over the weekend.
What?
He tried to convince his husband, damn it, Matthew, that they need a secret handshake.
Oh, no.
And he recorded the conversation. How do you think that went?
What's this
salad. I don't like that salad anymore.
Let me preface this by saying this is at the height of Dammit Maury's stressful time.
Yeah.
Which is when he's in the kitchen and he has to cook.
Okay. And obviously what I'm hearing right now is that Matthew hates the salad.
Absolutely hates the salad.
I hate this salad. I don't like that salad anymore.
I like that one.
Well, then that's for you.
No. Did it beep?
No, but it could go in and just get a head start.
No, that's how you get salmonella. Just get out of the kitchen. I'd rather just do it by myself.
Oh, no.
I need a knife. No, a small one. God.
Do you know what we need?
What?
We need our own secret handshake.
Well, no, we don't. Why are we handshaking?
No, but we need, like, some sort of secret handshake, so when we walk into a room, if we have a secret handshake that we do, then people, we walk in a room, people know that we're together.
Oh, the Lord is testing me today.
Right? So we walk into the room and we do our slap, slap, butt, or something.
No.
And people are like, oh my God, they have their own handshake, that's so cute.
Why would a couple have their own handshake?
To show togetherness.
Oh. Maury, I don't have time for this.
Just one high five.
Trying to make dinner.
High five, and then we go around.
No, I don't know these around.
We have to create it. And then when we walk into a party, then people are like, oh, wow, look at them. Like, they're so cute.
No, they're going to be like, oh, my God, look at them. They spent time figuring this out. Why?
And then we'll be couples goals.
No, there's no couple goals.
Don't you want to be couples goals?
Ugh. No.
But we don't have a thing that's our thing.
We have more than enough things.
What is our thing?
High and by, that's our thing.
We're not remembered for something, like, you know, like the couple.
Well, are we dying?
We don't even have nicknames for each other. Except I have one. Yeah, I call you Butterfly.
A dainty little butterfly.
I don't know, I feel like we're missing the boat here.
Yeah, the ship has sailed.
Ow!
Bridge. Ow! Put that in the fridge.
We do a high five.
What is the...
Okay, so we're in
a choreographed thing.
Normal high five, spin around, high five again, and then butt tap. High five, spin around, high five, butt tap.
Okay, so salt and pepper. 30 minutes.
So meaningful.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, let me read you this here. We got a DM from Rita.
Oh, Rita sliding into the Roz and Mocha DMs.
Right. She says, hi, I'm sure you get a lot of messages from fans, but I'm hoping you'll open this and read this message. My husband is a huge All Caps fan.
Oh, nice.
Every night he comes home and tells me about some jokes he caught of yours on the show. He's an amazing man. He works so hard. He's an amazing partner and an even better dad. He does whatever he can for the kids. His birthday is today on Tuesday, and I've been going crazy trying to figure out what I can get him. Nothing seems good enough. Just this evening, it dawned on me. I was hoping to reach out to you to see if you could get a special birthday shout out from him on your show. So we have his number. So let's call Steven here, who has an amazing wife named Rita, by the way. He's turning 35, Mocha. Don't give me that face, Maury, like he's old.
Hello?
Yo, Steven, this is Rita's boyfriend. What the hell, man?
What?
Steven, it's Roz and Mocha from Kiss 92.5. Happy birthday, dog!
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Thank you, guys.
Yo, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Yeah, I'm up now.
Yeah, you're up. Were you sleeping?
I'm up now. I was trying a little bit. You know, we got a baby around the house here who doesn't like to give us that much sleep anymore these days.
Right. How you doing, Steven? Yeah.
I'm okay.
Good. Rita reached out to us saying that you're a great man, a great dad, a fantastic partner, and a big fan of the Roz and Mocha show. And she was hoping that we'd give you a shout out for your birthday on the radio, but we thought we'd give you a call instead.
That's so awesome.
You want me to sing to him?
Thank you so much.
Would you like Maury to sing to you?
Would I like Maury to sing to me?
Yeah.
Roz, would you like Maury to sing to you on your birthday?
No, I would not.
The answer is no. Hey,
but,
Steven.
Right? Yeah, what's up, Mocha?
No. What do you, anything special you want from the Roz and Mocha show today? Can we sing to you as a collective, or can we play your favorite song?
You know what's funny? It doesn't sound like Roz is down with it, and because of that, Let's go.
Oh.
All three of y'all. Let's go.
Okay, everyone, let's go. For Steven's birthday. Ready?
Okay, hold on. Wait, I got to get our, I have to get our tone right.
Oh, yeah, because Maury's joining us.
Right. As soon as
whenever... definitely figure that out, because I don't know what pitch he's singing in, but it's probably not going to match the two of y'all.
Okay, whenever we, man, how well you listen to this show, man.
Do I just go?
Okay. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, stop. Bro, you're supposed to keep one tone, Maury.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait, can we pause for 1 second, Maury? Just hum the tone and we'll match you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Can I stop humming the tone?
Nope.
Happy birthday, dear Steven.
Thank y'all very much.
Happy birthday to you.
Damn fool, you know.
Happy birthday, Steven!
Thank you very much. Maury. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, guys.
You got a good woman. Say hi to Rita for us, okay?
I will. She's amazing. Thank you so much.
Right on.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I was reading good looking news, as I normally do.
It's okay.
What? Uh-huh. I have all my feeds set to anything that has good looking in the title.
Uh-huh.
So let me read you this. Good-looking people are more likely to believe that life is fair.
That is probably the most ridiculous headline I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why?
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah. I like reading about good-looking things.
I'm gone.
What? I'm interested in good-looking people. Okay. You're interested in raptors. You have your interests. I have mine.
Okay.
Okay? You sit and look up tennis shoes. I sit and I read, or what do you call them? Jordans. Okay. You spend your day looking up Jordans. I spend my day reading well thought out psychological reports on handsome people.
Okay.
So good looking people are more likely to believe that life is fair. So this is according to the new study. Beautiful people tend to believe that life is fundamentally fair and just. The study, published by the Psychological Reports, examined the relationship between physical attractiveness and the belief in a just world, meaning a belief that people get what they deserve and deserve what they get. You follow me here, Maury? You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
You just lost me.
Right, okay. Can I tell you why?
Because I'm good looking?
Quite the opposite.
Oh.
What was that noise? Sound like a... anyway, I find that fascinating because you see, because there's a correlation between attractiveness, and this has just been studied for years, that people see the best in people who are maybe attractive.
Sure.
Right? And so people present themselves maybe in a better way to people who are attractive than they normally would to anybody else. And therefore, the attractive person gets the best of everything. And so the attractive person therefore sees the world as being just and fair because, of course, we get things handed to us.
Is that why hot guys always look better in Instagram pictures?
What's that?
Is that why hot guys always look better in Instagram pictures too?
Like what hot guys on Instagram?
Like anyone I follow whenever they're like super...
Like who do you follow?
Like Darcy Fierce.
Right.
And like who else?
And who else?
The guys from Queer Eye.
Right.
So when you follow... everybody or everything around them list looks so much better because they're in the photo.
Right. Yes.
And like you in your photos. The right. room just glows.
Right. No, what I'm describing is how there's a correlation between good-looking people believing that the world is fair and just. What you're describing is petty jealousy.
Is that not the same thing?
No, it's not.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hello, this is Roz and Mocha.
Is this Mocha?
It is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I texted you to wish you for your birthday, and then I got a text back saying that I should call in, so I called in.
There we go.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
So I have been listening to you guys since, like, you started.
Oh, wow. 8.5 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, and I remember exactly where I was when I turned on the radio and I first heard you. I was turning into the Canadian Tire parking lot at McCowan and Shepherd.
Oh, wow. Yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, that Canadian Tire has been there forever.
Yes, forever, forever.
Right in Scarborough, and right up the street from Scarborough Town Center. What?
Yeah.
So how old were you? How old were you 8.5 years ago?
Well, right now I'm the same age as Roz, so...
Oh, so 43. How old am I? 42? 43. I can never remember. I'm at that age. Yeah. Yesterday, I legitimately told somebody yesterday I was 42.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're 43.
Thanks, Morgan. Jerk.
So, Vanessa, so you've been listening for 8.5 years now.
Yes.
And you're a loyal Roz and Mocha listener.
Oh, totally.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh.
Remember, it's my birthday, so...
Jerk.
Roz really has, like, a really good voice. Like, his voice gets me every time, but you're
like, it gets you angry? Does... Gets you mad?
No.
You've obviously never talked to a woman before, Mocha.
Like, it turns you off?
Stop it.
No, actually, just the opposite. So, he has, like, a really nice, deep voice. Yeah. But your laugh is, like, so infectious. Like, for me, my son, everybody. So, hands down, you're my favorite.
Oh, hands down. Jeez.
Yeah. And it turns you on, too, right? Yeah.
Don't even, you know what, if you're going to say hands down, don't even pay me any compliment. Right? Like, just don't. Leave all that part out. Just answer the questions. Hands down, Mocha's my favorite. Then I can go get on with my life. Don't get me excited. And then, you know?
Hands down, Mocha is my favorite.
Okay, we heard you the first time.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Happy birthday.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Happy birthday, Mocha.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
It is an absolute pleasure to do this show with you every day.
Still a millennial. I love
Still
it, man.
Still a millennial. Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, Maury, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy birthday, buddy.
If there's one thing, Maury's got a lot of things. A lot of rules at home with his husband, Matthew. Not allowed to use the bathroom in the bedroom. All sorts of stuff. But if there's one thing that Maury does.
Well.
No. Well, you do it well, but it doesn't make you a good person, which is you try and get too close to people's mothers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did you do?
Because, as you know, Maury's been cultivating a relationship with my mother for quite some time
now. A long time.
This is
no,
weird.
But now she's cultivating me.
No, she's not.
Yeah, you guys are like real good friends, huh?
I adore that woman.
And because...
What up, D?
Right? You know what I mean?
I gotta listen to this now.
Because it is your birthday, Maury
thought... He called your mother?
No. No, he didn't call my mother, Mocha.
You didn't call my mom, did you?
He called your mother. So this is how that went down. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks. Why you gotta call my mom, man?
Hello?
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Oh, no.
I'm good. How are you?
What's happening, Mom?
Why she gotta sound so happy? You know, can I tell you? When I talk to her, her voice does not go high-pitched.
No.
Hi, how are you? Like that when I call?
No, I know.
Oh, I'm watching the CNN news.
That sounds riveting. If you ever need company, you know where I'm at. Just give me a call. I'm there.
Okay.
Hey, it's Mocha's birthday.
I know.
Did you want to say anything to Mocha? Do you want to wish him a happy birthday through me? Use me as your portal to Mocha?
Ew.
Happy birthday, Mocha.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
We are.
I know today is your birthday, and all I want to do is to wish you well.
Oh, that's nice.
You're a dad now. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Anything else like more emotional? Do you want to just add in like I give you a big hug and kiss? Like,
no, how you gonna diss my mom like that? Come on, dude. You just said some like real nice things, and I appreciate that.
I just want you to know how much I love you.
Me or Mocha?
Mocha.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe that one was for me.
No.
Is Mocha your favorite one of your children?
He is one of my favorite. Yes.
But if you had to pick one, because you know everyone calls in and has to pick between Roz and Mocha. So if you had to pick one of your children as your favorite, who would it be?
Well, as my daughter Lisa always says, that Mocha is my favorite.
Would you agree with Lisa?
Yes, I'll have to agree with Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear the poem I wrote, Mocha?
What a diss.
Yes.
Roses are red, violets are in blossom. We both love Mocha because he's awesome.
Well, that's very nice.
Well, thank you for wishing Mocha a happy birthday through me. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
All right, we'll hang out soon.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. For sure.
All right, I can't wait to see you, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Dude, that actually sounded really good because Mom has like zero emotional attachment to you whatsoever. She don't care for your business at all. Thank you for that. That was the greatest roast ever.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yo, Fabian. Thank you, man.
I hope I'm one of the first, man.
You are the first. The absolute first.
Thank God. I was wishing for that, bro.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best and the best day ever, man.
Aw, thank you so much, man.
All right, man. You have all, like, I'm just lost for words, dude. Happy birthday, man. Honestly.
Smoke an extra fatty for me, okay?
Oh, done, no.
Later, Fabian.
All right, yo.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. This is Roz and Mocha.
Morning, gentlemen. And Maury, what's going on?
Good.
What's up?
I just called to wish Mocha happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. I really, really appreciate that, man.
Not a problem. So what do millennials do for the birthdays now?
Shut up, both of you.
Well, listen, us millennials, first of all, what we do is we put everything on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then we go on Instagram stories. And we don't use Snapchat anymore. Snapchat's for losers.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Snapchat's dead?
Yeah, Snapchat's dead. Come on.
Yeah.
And then what else do we do? We complain about not getting our recognition.
Right. Recognition for what? Like anything?
Just everything.
Everything,
yeah.
Bro.
Everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at what point do you
ask my parents for money?
Ask your parents for money. And then
in an hour.
And then when you get that money, spend it all on tokens to watch other people play esports. And re-upping your Netflix subscription so you can watch Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, snap. I did that last night. Thank you so much, man. Have a wicked day.
No problem. You too.
Later, brother.
Hey, Kiss 92.5. This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey, Mocha. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, honey. Who's this?
It's my name's Leanne. It's actually my birthday, too.
What?
Yo, happy birthday, Leanne.
Thank you.
Roz, how about we sing happy birthday to both me and Leanne at the same time?
I would love to do that.
All right, ready? One,
especially because Maury's not in the room.
Three. Oh, yeah. He's going to be devastated.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Happy birthday to you.
Hold on. I see Maury coming up the stairs. Let's speed it up.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Leanne.
Happy birthday to you.
Love you.
Love you, guys. Thank you so much.
Hello, Kiss 92.5.
Hi, how are you? This is Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha.
Okay, Roz and Mocha. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Aw, thank you.
I take it you're all of 85 now?
Yeah.
85? Why would I be 85?
That's what everything is better.
Wow. What's your name?
Rose.
Rose, how old are you?
How old am I? Well, tomorrow is my birthday, and I'll be 62.
Oh. Wow. Congratulations.
Happy early birthday, Rose.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, Rose. So, Maury's going to walk into this room.
Hold on, Rose.
And as my present to you, I'm going to scare him live right now.
Okay, hang on a second. Well, happy birthday, Rose. Happy birthday, Mocha.
And thank you very much, and have yourselves all a great day.
You do.
You got it.
Kiss 92.5. Hello, this is Roz and Mocha. What's up?
I just want to wish Roz a happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Roz!
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, it's Mocha's birthday, hon.
Oh, I thought it was Roz's birthday.
No.
Why everything got to be about Roz, even on my day? Everything has to be about Roz. Okay, I see how it is.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, Mocha, happy birthday again, by the way.
All right, thank you.
Right. Well, you know, every year on your birthday, we like to track down somebody who you are a fan of and may never think to ask to get them on the show. It's a birthday gift to you so you can talk to people who you are a great fan of.
Okay.
So if you want to go to the line right now, on the line with us, Mocha, all the way from Silicon Valley, please say hello this morning to Jin Yang.
No. Yo, Jin Yang!
What up, man?
Right on. Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy O. Yang plays Jin Yang on Silicon Valley. We are massive fans. Thank you so much for being part of Mocha's birthday celebration and calling in this morning. How's it going, man?
It's my pleasure. I'm on tour right now, but it's good talking to you guys.
Oh, my God. Dude, you don't sound like Jin Yang at all. You're like, holy cow.
People are very surprised when they always come up to me. They're like, oh my God, nice to meet you. I had no idea you speak English in real life.
No offense, by the way, bro. Listen, we are like, as Roz said, we are just like massive, massive fans of Silicon Valley Sunday nights on HBO. Now, your role has expanded so much in this season where you are getting way more TV time and just your role within that group and within the show has grown. Are you, you got to be happy about that.
I'm pretty sure. Stoked about it, and I really turned into a pretty big a-hole, so I'm enjoying playing the villain, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen the rest of the season yet, so, like, in previous seasons, you have been a pretty big a-hole, so you mean to tell me there's even more of that attitude as the season progresses?
Way more.
Way more.
Imagine Jing Yang's a-holeness combined with now Ehrlich Bachman's a-holeness in one little Chinese person.
Wow.
Do you get a say or get to contribute because you are playing that character? Do you get to contribute to how the character may now react in certain situations? Do the writers come to you at all for that?
Yeah, and a lot of it happens organically when we're on set, while we improvise and stuff like that. And whenever we improvise, sometimes they, you know, even at the table read, they take it in and they write it in the next episode. Like, especially for like my character and Zach's character, Jared, he's such a great improviser, man. Oh, and like, a lot of the stuff he improvises turns out to be like his future character traits. So it's really interesting.
And the book. So how old are you right now? Because you wrote a memoir, which seem young to be writing your memoir.
So I'm 30 right now.
Okay.
Dude, come on.
I don't want to call it a memoir. You know what I mean? So I give myself room to write another one, like when I'm 60 or something.
Right. The book is called How to America, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents.
Exactly. So it's a joke of a self-help book. And it's just about when I was a kid disappointing my parents, and still probably am.
Really? So your parents are, so were you, you're not born, were you born American, or did you, you're an immigrant as well? You immigrated.
I moved here when I was 13 from Hong Kong. So when I first came here 17 years ago, I was like Jing Yang.
Really? And so how did that conversation go with you when you wanted to tell your folks that you wanted to be an actor?
It was bad. It was probably the worst day of my dad's life. I mean, what a happiest day of my life.
So what
worst
is
the day of my dad's life? I was an economics major, man. He was financial advisor, so he wanted me to be a financial advisor like him. And I quit an internship. Like, he told me, he was like, Jimmy, when you graduate, like, people's going to hire you for a job at Smith Barney. Congratulations. Like, he's so happy. But then I tell him, like, Dad, I don't want to do this. I hate this job. And I'm going to go do stand-up.
Oh.
And he's like, what? What is stand-up? You mean like a talk show? Like, he has no idea what stand-up even meant. So he was shook.
Have they come around yet? Like, are they now sort of proud of you? And do they acknowledge your great accomplishments?
I don't know, man. It's kind of tough to say. Because my dad still wishes I'm a scientist.
Right.
That's more noble.
Even and on such a popular show like Silicon Valley on friggin' HBO, and you're in season 5 right now, one of the most popular shows on that network?
They kind of came around, like, around season 3 or 4 when I finally got on the Chinese newspaper. That's the only way to legitimize myself.
This is the greatest birthday present ever. Jimmy O. Yang, a.k.a. Jin Yang from Silicon Valley. If I could make a birthday request, if Jin Yang was standing here right now, what would he say?
Well, he might wish you a happy birthday, and then he'll be, Mocha, happy birthday, and you're fat and poor.
Amazing, dude. Thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Again, Silicon Valley, a fifth season right now on HBO. And your book, How to American, is that out right now?
Yes, that's out right now. Get on Amazon, anywhere. Or go to my site, jimmycomedy.com. You can find all the tour dates and the book there.
Perfect. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Can you turn my computer for a second, please, Mocha? We always get accused of putting songs in people's heads.
Uh-oh.
That they can't get past, whether it was the duck song or the grape song or
waddle waddle,
any of those songs. And I had a song stuck in my head for the last like 24 hours, and it's driving me nuts. Not a kid's song, more of a song from when I was younger.
Okay. It's like the 40s.
No, not the 40s. Because you can't pay the rent if you ain't got the dough. No, it's not a song from the 40s.
Okay.
It's this song. You will probably remember the song, but I need to hear just a piece of it so I can get it out of my bloody head. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Why was this song stuck in your head?
I don't know.
Were you at home in your toy pants dancing with your shirt off?
As I always do, but I don't think that had anything to do with this.
Did you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're unbelievable?
I do, again, very normal thing to do, but again, has nothing to do with why I had this song stuck in my head. I don't know why I had this song stuck in my head. It's, by the way, Unbelievable by EMF. I don't even know what EMF means. I don't even think these guys had another song, but this was the only song. And I wasn't even like into this song, really. And I certainly wasn't into their fashion, because remember when it was cool when guys would wear like the painter hat?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember painter hats were a thing? They never came back. A lot of the stuff from your youth has come back in style.
Yeah.
Right? Jeans, flared, not flared, skinny, not skinny. All that stuff has come back
in
style.
Trucker hats.
Trucker hats. They've been around forever. The one sort of thing that has never come back is the painter hat.
And if anyone's wearing that right now, it's because that person is an actual painter.
Correct.
No,
yes.
But painters don't even wear painter hats anymore.
No, they don't. But you would buy painter hats. Like, you would go to a place and they would sell a painter hat with like whatever logo of the joint you went on it. And I remember the one thing I always wanted in the world of painter hats. You can leave this on. The one thing I always wanted in the world of painter hats was the kids that went to Canada's Wonderland back in the day. And you remember this, you could buy the painter hat, the Canada's Wonderland painter hat, but then it had like two little capes that came down the back of it.
Yes!
That touched your shoulders.
For the sun.
For the sun.
It was to protect your neck from the sun.
Protect your neck from the sun. It was a hat with a cape.
It was a hat mullet.
Right? It was a, yes. It was, yeah. It was a hat. It was a, your mullet had a, your hat had a mullet. And that has never come back into style, even though it's a very practical sort of thing.
I'm sure. I mean, listen, if you really want one, I'm sure we could find one.
Right. Like, you can't buy. It's very difficult.
Well, eBay,
like,
right?
If you were in the market right now for a hat with a cape attached, it would be a very difficult thing to find. But back in the day, you used to find those everywhere. Anywhere you went, you could buy a painter hat with a cape attached to it.
That's what these guys are wearing in the music video?
Yeah, he's kind of got the painter
hat thing. But now, how do we protect our neck from the sun?
Well, exactly. I don't know. We can't get put a cape on a hat anymore.
Why were you paying for painter's hats? You could get them for free from Benjamin Moore back in the day.
No, I don't know why we paid. We probably paid $12 for a painter's hat. And literally, it was made out of paper. Like, it was cheesecloth and cardboard. Like, it was barely a hat. And the elastic didn't even go all the way around. It was like an inch and a half of elastic at the back. Right? Like, that's all there was to it.
So hot.
So hot.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
I was watching Jeopardy, not Jeopardy last night. What did I watch last night? Wheel of Fortune.
That's just before Jeopardy.
And Catherine made me change it.
Why?
Because she says we're not 80.
Okay.
Oh, I watch it every night.
Catherine, I know, so do I. I love Wheel of Fortune. And she made me change it because she's like,
how long has that show been on the air?
I don't know.
Like forever,
35
right?
years.
But we were watching it at like 10 o'clock or 10:30 or something like that.
Oh, it's on at 7
night.
And 7:30.
Yeah, no, I was busy then. So we were watching the
time shift.
We hit it up on time shift.
Right.
Right. God bless time
I kill
shift.
It Jeopardy every night.
And there was a guy who, you have the clips over there. So he was at the part of the game where the clue is all spelt out for him on the board because he just got, he had, I don't know what he had, but he got to just shout out letters. And then the clue was completely spelled out on the board.
Every single letter.
Every single letter. It was just there. Like it was, there was no guessing, right?
Yeah. All he had to do was, his one job was to say the word and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the word that he had to say, what was the whole sentence? It was flamenco dancing, dance lessons. But instead of saying flamenco, he said flamingo. And he went,
all right, carefully, what's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Explain it. Ashley, it's your turn.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to, there we go. She's got it. So, to explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C, but we're going to, we'll look at things and make sure we did things correctly.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So again, we're going to play it back again. So it's so he's staring at the board and the board says flamenco dance lessons. Every single letter is exposed. Flamenco dance lessons. Now play it back and listen to whether he says flamenco or flamingo.
All right, carefully, what's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Yeah, it sounded to me like he said flamingo dance
lessons.
He
totally said flamingo.
All right, carefully, what's up there?
Flamingo dance.
Yeah, he said flamingo.
What's up there?
Flamingo for him. Flamingo for him. Flamingo.
Yeah, and flamingo.
And the look on this guy's face.
All right, carefully, what's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Yeah, flamingo.
The look on this guy's face when Pat came around and let the woman beside him guess the clue, because he had no idea, and he was just sitting there and he was just repeating the words silently as Pat was explaining to the other girl that she had just won. This guy was just sitting there staring at Pat going flamenco, 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 flamenco. Like it was really weird. Like it was really, really
well,
weird.
This game show, you have to be specific.
You have to be very specific.
Even if you're pronouncing it a different way, it's all based on spelling.
It's like, right. But I wonder if he just says words differently. Like how Maury always says situation with a D. Like if Maury said, if the clue was situation critical and Maury looked at it and said
situation critical.
Right.
He didn't even say critical. Right? So regardless, you would lose.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you have a type? Like, have you dated two people that look the same?
No, because I think that would be weird. Who look the same?
Yeah.
Nah, that'd be weird.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it would be a little bit weird.
But what if it's your type? Like, that's just...
Not if they look...
Everyone has a type, no matter what.
No.
You haven't, huh?
No. I can't look at Jenna and say, yeah, she looks like, you know, somebody else I dated in the past.
Right. See, because...
It would weird me out.
Really, huh?
Yeah,
I don't mean like you people would mistake them for one another.
No.
Because Catherine, the type Catherine is, which is short, blonde.
White.
Hot.
Yeah.
She is what I, that type is what I dated when I was like younger.
Ah, okay.
Right? Like when I was in my teens, in my adult life, I didn't date a whole lot of short, blonde, toit.
Yeah.
Hot, right?
Right?
In my adult life, I just met different women. But yeah, in my youth,
yeah,
when I was a spandex wearing, cowboy boot wearing, eyeliner wearing, shirt wearing,
kiss stealing, acting son of a gun,
acting dwelling son of a gun. Yeah, so that was my type. So Catherine is very much my type.
Yeah,
my type. I mean, there are there's a lot of women who have that sort of type. What is your type, Mark?
I tend to date guys that look like me.
Right. Has that always been the way?
It just seems that way.
Yeah, it's very weird. You and Dan, your husband,
to describe
Dan and Matthew,
the type,
look exactly
twink.
The same.
Really?
Yeah. I like the younger looking guy.
Right. But you date guys that look like you? Like you seek somebody out?
No, it just happens. I'm just drawn to my looks.
Right. That's so weird.
I'm just drawn to my looks.
That's
the most self-centered thing I've ever heard anyone say. Can I work with you, Roz?
Hey, shut your mouth. Shut your dirty mouth. You can get away with that because it's your birthday. But that's it. Today and today only, buddy. Today and today only. Jerk.
Because I mean, I love when we're walking around and somebody's like, "Are you guys twins?"
That's so weird. If I was out with, like, what if you were out with Jen and some guy goes, "Oh my God, is this your sister?" Like, would you be like, "Oh my God, that's so hot"?
No, no. Okay. We're going to the lawyer's office right now and getting a divorce.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
They said Thursday is supposed to hit like close to 17 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. But on the downside, it's going to rain.
Oh, I'll take it. You know that?
17 degrees in rain? Sure, why not?
Totally.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got no problem with that. Zero problem. What is it, Maureen?
Rain, it's very romantic.
Rain is romantic. I agree with you on that.
Because you cuddle up because you're scared of the thunder.
No, that's not why.
Who? As a 40-year-old man, you're scared of thunder?
There are times where the boomers could be quite loud.
Hold on a second here. You're scared of thunder?
I have been known to be afraid of thunder.
Okay, I shouldn't say this. Let me rephrase
the
question.
Like when there's a big boom?
Okay, let me rephrase the question. I'm not saying that I haven't been scared by thunder, meaning I'm lying there and then like a big thing goes and I jump up out of my seat.
Sure.
But I'm not scared of thunder. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
So are you scared of thunder or have you been scared by thunder?
I have been scared by thunder. It's not like, you know, I creep around the corner and wonder if thunder is there.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's ridiculous. Are you generally scared? Like, are you, like, if thunder is not happening, are you frightened of the next time it will happen?
No, but I'm in the moment scared of thunder.
You are in that moment scared
of thunder.
In that
moment, like, terrified of thunder.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrified?
Yeah.
So, like, you're at home, in the condo, third floor.
Also, can I pause for a second and just say that I have to pee now?
Sorry.
Okay, continue.
Does the sound of rain really make you want to pee?
Well, it does when it's, like, in my headphones.
Is that an old man problem?
Shut up.
Wow.
Okay, go back to being scared of thunder.
I don't think you can try to diss Roz about wanting to pee after hearing sounds of rain when you're a 40-year-old man that's scared of the
sound
of thunder.
I'm only asking him if an old man problem because I'm soon to be there.
Stop it. Are you scared of anything? Is there anything you're scared of?
Failure?
Swimming?
I'm not scared of swimming.
Okay, you just don't know how.
I just don't know how. Okay. I'm scared of drowning.
It's drowning. Okay, yes. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm scared of drowning.
I'm scared of deep water.
Yeah. Are you scared of deep water?
Because you can't
see.
When I used to swim in the lake.
Yeah, so like lake deep.
Lake deep, I'm terrified because you don't know what's down there. I'm also scared of soggy bottoms.
Yeah, me too.
I think collectively we all are.
Okay, yeah, I think... Yeah,
ain't
I
nobody
think,
want a soggy bottom, bro.
No, man, ain't nobody want a soggy bottom. Okay, yeah, I'm not a big fan of soggy bottoms. Oh, no, here we go.
So, wait, explain. So, let's say you and Matthew are in the condo. It starts raining, and you hear a little bit of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will clench his arm.
Right.
If I'm alone, I will go to bed. Because I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of what the thunder will do. And I immediately started thinking, is the thunder going to break a window and I'm, you know, going to die? Is the thunder going to collapse my building and then I'm going to die?
Is like, thunder going to collapse
thunder?
A building?
Because it rattles the building. So I wonder if the thunder will make the building shatter.
Wow, you are legitimately scared of that.
Because it's so loud and everything creaks.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anything.
What are you talking about? You're not afraid of anything?
No. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of a soggy bottom, but I'm not I'm not afraid of one.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, man, did you see this story with Cardi B in the interview where she was talking about getting her butt injected?
What? No.
Okay, yeah. So Cardi B, everybody loves Cardi B, but she does this big interview with GQ, which is a fascinating interview. And she talked about the time when she got her butt injected. Okay. In a basement in Queens.
What?
She paid $800 for butt injections in a basement in Queens. So at a woman's house. And then after discovering that a guy had cheated on her with a woman with a big fat butt, quote unquote, according to Cardi, she shelled out $800 to have fillers injected into her bum in a basement apartment in Queens, New York. She said that she was in agony for days after the injections.
Yeah.
Quote, they don't numb your butt with anything. It was the craziest pain ever. I felt like I was going to pass out. I felt a little dizzy and it leaks for like 5 days.
Ew.
the decision to increase the size of her butt also impacted on her job as at that time as a stripper, because Cardi said that the girls with the big booties were getting significantly more money. And then the woman, she said that she was going to go back and get it touched up. But the woman who did her butt injections got thrown in jail because she killed a person.
Oh, no.
During the same procedure. Yeah. It was a big story.
During the butt injections.
During the butt injections. It's so crazy, these butt injections. Like, when you look at Kim Kardashian and stuff like that, like, the body is not natural. Like, her body is not... Like, there's a form to anyone where you have something that is, like, sort of large, like a butt, where everything is sort of in proportion around it.
Yeah.
But, like, Kim Kardashian and Card, like, they have these tiny little spindly legs and then these just huge butts.
Well, Nicki,
right?
I'm sure Nicki Minaj.
Oh, 100%.
She gets some injections,
absolutely,
too, right?
Absolutely.
Because she, before Cardi B started talking about her butt, people started talking about Cardi B's butt, people have been talking about Nicki Minaj, and the argument was always... Does she get her butt injected?
Yeah, and a lot of them do, but it's a very dangerous thing.
That's scary. And like, so, are people scared though?
I don't know.
I'd be scared.
Yeah, I mean, I would be terrified of any of that stuff anyway. But that's just like when guys start injecting. What's that stuff? That guys inject into their arms, and it just makes them huge. But there's no muscle definition in them. I think it's called Synthol or something like that. Google right now. Look on your computer. And Google.
No, because then ads are going to, anytime I go
believe
to a website,
me,
ads are going to
not going
like,
to get ads for Synthol on your computer.
Are you sure?
I am 100% positive that you're not going to get ads.
Like Synthol sale, 50% off.
No,
this weekend only.
No. There is no.
You would have to go
to the dark web in order to get Synthol. I don't even know where you get Synthol.
Synthol.
Yeah. Look at guys with arms and they just look puffy. Right? It's like fake muscles.
Oh, damn.
It's the sort of male equivalent to the butt injection.
Ew.
Right?
These guys look, they look like balloons.
Yeah, they look like balloons. They look like, you know, like every now and then you see like a fat Hawaiian baby where they just like rolls on rolls on rolls.
Yeah.
That's what these guys look like, only it's where the muscles are. Like, it's just injected.
Damn, son.
There's no definition. And the thing is that they're not actually strong. They just look like the Hulk, but only they're not strong. There's no muscle in there. They've just put fillers all over their body. And they're super dangerous. And they're super dangerous. But that's like this Cardi B thing, man. You know, and you want it so bad. Like, you got a guy that dumped you, and he dumped you for a girl with a big butt. And next thing you know, you're 21 years old, sitting in somebody's basement apartment, letting a non-licensed medical practitioner inject stuff into your butt that leaks for 5 days.
Yeah.
People don't care. When you want something, you want something.
That is gross.
Right?
That is so gross.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, this is Roz and Mocha. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to call and let you guys know I love listening to the podcast. It's been the greatest thing that's happened in my life in like 2 years, because I've been listening to you guys since the beginning. So,
oh wow, thanks, man, appreciate
that.
What's your name?
Chris,
are you fully caught up? We have 25 episodes of the podcast out right
now. I've actually doubled up, tripled up on some of the episodes.
Wow,
really?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, we're working so long and so hard on these to just figure out the best way to do the podcast. And I love it a lot, and I knew, I like, we, Mocha and I, just, we knew that you guys are going to love it. And I will actually just sit and like put it on sometimes, because I forget, like, it's just so chaotic in here sometimes that I forget what we do. And I forget these little moments, and I'll hear Mocha say something on the podcast that I didn't even hear him say, you know, when we were doing the show. And so, yeah, no, I agree with you. They're real great. But thank you so much for downloading, subscribing, getting into it. And they're just going to keep getting better and keep getting longer, too, because we're putting up like sometimes like almost 2.5 hours with a podcast.
Dude.
And people, nobody's complaining that it's too long.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, you guys actually answered my question on the Ask Roz and Mocha part last week.
Oh, really?
Oh, we did?
Which was your question?
Oh, if you guys could bring back anything from your childhood, what would it be?
Roz said his bike. I said my thumb wrestlers.
Yeah.
What was the weirdo thing Maury said again?
I think he said his dad.
No.
Oh. I was going to say your mom, but I thought that would be too cruel.
Oh no! Oh no! What makes that so... We should just point out the fact what makes that so harsh is that Maury doesn't have a mom. Okay. Maury doesn't have a mom.
Okay, go ahead, Maury.
It was a math computer, Ron.
Right, it's math computer.
Right, right. Hey, right, Chris, thanks right. so much for calling in and for being a part of the podcast and for enjoying the podcast as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha.
There we go.
This has quickly become the most popular segment on the Roz and Mocha Show podcast because this only happens on the podcast.
All these questions are from our Instagram page. Once a week, we'll throw up the Ask Roz and Mocha pick, and then you guys can ask your questions. And we're going to try and get a couple people on the podcast with us today to ask their question with us. I wanted to do this one here. The first person that we're going to go to, I don't want to say her name because she wanted to remain anonymous, which is fine. It's not so much a question, although you may have an opinion on this, but more so we wanted to get this story. So let's go to Mystery Caller.
Hello, hello. This is Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so we're not going to say your name.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. But if you could ask your question, go ahead.
Okay. I went to my in-laws to announce my pregnancy. And when I did that, my mother-in-law came to me and she said, congratulations. And she hugged me.
Yeah.
And during that hug and in the same breath, she had said to me, but there's 60% chance of women that lose their babies in the first 3 months, all in the same breath and hug. What would your reaction be and what would you do?
So did anybody else in the room while your mother-in-law hugged and said that to you, anybody else in the room hear that?
Yes. So my husband was there. He got quite upset. And my father-in-law was also there. Okay. Everybody heard it.
What did your husband say?
He told her to be quiet and shut up.
Okay. I don't know what else you can do in that situation. I sort of like the problem would be is if your mother-in-law, not everybody is gifted a fantastic mother-in-law. We all sort of wish that it's going to be awesome and amazing. It doesn't happen for a lot of people, right? Not everybody gets along with the mother-in-law. But I think that the big problem with this would be is that if your husband somehow defended his mother. You know what I mean? That's where this becomes a big problem.
Yes, but what would you do, though? Let's say you were the ones that your wife was announcing, and that was the reaction you got, was complete negative right away in the middle of your excitement.
For me, at least, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, and I would say something. I don't know if I would do a big blow-up in the middle of that room.
Yeah.
Because these people, regardless of how you feel about them, are most likely going to be in your life for a long time. But I would definitely pull them aside. And I like to set people straight. There's nothing I love more than setting people straight.
Oh, we all know that.
You know what I mean? I like setting people straight, you know, and just giving them the rules on, you know, what is acceptable, what I find to be acceptable. I'm not going to tell somebody what words to use or how to speak, but I will let them know what I find to be, you know, acceptable in a situation like that. And you're not going to get away with that.
Is this normal behavior for her, though, or was this a surprise?
Well, here's the thing. I told my husband when we were on our way there, I said, I bet you any money she's going to say something negative. I bet you she's going to do it. And he's like, no, this is such great news. They're going to be first-time grandparents. They won't be negative. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I was right. So I don't know if I'm more upset at the fact of what she said or the fact that that's what I expected out of her and that's what happened.
So how long have you been married?
We've been together for 6 years.
Together 6 years. And since the beginning, how has your relationship with your mother-in-law been?
It's been good considering she is mother-in-law. I mean, we did have to live with her for a year while we were saving for our first home.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure I was going to end up in the nut house by the end of the first year, but I mean, we managed to recover a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping somebody like that at a distance. And I also don't think there's anything wrong with you sitting her down and having some straight talk and saying, hey, listen, lady, you and me, we're family. You and me, not friends. You know,
I
think that you can do that. And I think that that comes from sort of a place of, you know, I will respect the fact that you are my husband's mom because I have to give it a tiny little bit of respect. But we're not friends. And we're going to treat each other accordingly.
Yeah, my husband called afterward and said, unfortunately, we're not going to be including you in the pregnancy now because I can't be under stress.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to be negative, we're not bringing negative into future baby.
Correct. How long ago did this incident happen?
Happened on Monday.
Oh, it's fresh.
Wow.
It's very fresh.
So have there been no communication whatsoever between You, your husband, and with your mother-in-law?
Right. He said, do not call me.
Huh. Wow. And what was her reaction?
Apparently, she was quite upset, but the problem is she dug her own grave.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what she chose to do in the moment of excitement. And now my family on my side said if I had their number, I'd call and I'd rip her a new one.
And then it becomes a big, giant family feud. Yeah. Just follow your husband's lead. If your husband's got your back, then you'd have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. It's his mom. If that's the way he wants to deal with it, then I will stand behind him.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Well, listen, it's a happy time, so congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Very happy. First time trying and yay, pregnant.
That's amazing. You guys are going to have just such a wonderful, wonderful adventure. Having gone through that recently, I know all the emotions that come along with the pregnancy, and you guys are going to be great.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
We appreciate you listening.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye, hon.
You too. Bye.
All right. Next up on Ask Roz and Mocha, who are we talking to, Roz?
This is Mark Manuel.
How you doing, Mark?
Good, man. How are you? Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, brother. Yo, Mark. So, you posted your question on Ask Roz and Mocha. What is that question?
My question was, what is one thing you guys can admit that you're not good at, but wish that you were?
Well, Maury's laughing hysterically over here. What is your answer? Damn it, Maury.
I mean, it's a list.
Yeah, Maury's got a huge list.
Okay, next, Ross.
But what do you, let's start it in reverse. What do you wish you were great at, Maury?
I wish I was great at money.
So finances,
math, stuff like that.
But the problem is, you can be great at finances. You can be great at handling your money. Oh, and Roz and I have had multiple conversations with you to help you and you the tools and give you the advice. You just choose not to use that advice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm too deep in the hole.
Yeah, but you know, but pissing away money on bad art or bad mistakes, that has nothing to do with whether you're good at money or not.
No, that's just to buy happiness.
That's self-control.
Yeah, like I just need to buy things to be happy.
Okay, what about a skill? Is there a skill that you wish
drums.
You had? Drums. Okay, like, there
I've
we go.
I've always loved drums.
Can you, as we know, Maury cannot hold a beat at all.
Oh, God.
Okay, here, listen, I'm going to give you a snap.
Okay, finger drum.
Maury, and then you're going to just drum on the desk right there. I don't think that microphone needs to be that close, but okay. Okay, here we go. Ready? Listen, then just keep, I'm going to give you a snap, okay? And then you're going to get in the groove, and then you're going to try and drum along, okay? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Can I say, stop everyone? Even with open palms on a wooden desk, you drum very quietly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, because I assume that if there was an actual drum there, it would be really loud and snaring.
I know, man. I don't think your hands are strong enough to drum.
What is, what's your answer, Roz? One thing you're not good at, but you wish you could do.
Being on a stage in front of people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're on, like, TV every day.
Yeah, that's different,
and
though.
On the radio every day.
There's no people, though.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
There's no, I can't.
Oh, there's nobody there, physically
there.
In front of
you. No, gotcha. I don't do well in front of an audience.
Huh.
And I wish I did, because I could probably make a lot of money doing that stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to teach you one day.
I'm not good at it, and I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, and I'm admittedly not good at doing the sort of thing on a stage in front of people, being entertaining and captivating. I'm not good at it. It's not a skill that I have. You?
I wish I knew a little bit more handiwork around the house.
Oh, good one.
Right? Yeah. Like, I know the basics, right? If I needed to swap out a toilet, I know how to swap out a toilet.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me to do a backsplash and make sure that those tiles are evenly cut, evenly spaced out, I'd fail at that.
Yeah.
But you're great at changing tires. You've changed my flats once in a while.
That's easy, though.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me. And I'm really grateful for the podcast, because I work shift work and I'm not able to listen to you guys every morning. So being able to listen to your podcast on every Friday, it's a godsend to me.
Oh, dude, we appreciate that so much. Thank you, bro.
All right, man.
All right.
KD wrote, what was the first thing you bought with your first radio check? What was the first thing you bought with your first radio check?
I actually remember.
Do you remember? What did you buy?
I bought a bag of hash browns. I remember that.
Next!
Okay. This is one of the weirdest would you rather questions.
Oh, no.
That I've ever come across. This is from Assi Ganon.
Okay.
Or Assi Ganon. Would you rather be able to dodge anything, no matter how fast it's moving, or be able to ask any three questions and have them answered accurately. I can't imagine how often in my life I'm going to have to dodge things that are coming at me.
I'd say the three questions.
100%.
Right?
Like, what are some of the things in your life that you've needed to dodge that have hit you where you wished, man, I wish I had the ability to dodge things that are coming at me no matter how fast they're flying?
Like, the baseball. Last time I legit remember was maybe 4 years ago, and I was at the park with my dog, Tig. I threw the ball. He went, got the ball, came back, was running towards me, and instead of running around me, he ran right into me and knocked me to the ground, and my knee, like, I had to limp home.
Right.
My knee, but that was, like, the only time where I can think most recently that given the opportunity to see that happening, that I would have to dodge it.
Like, I think if you're going to have the ability to dodge anything that's coming at you, no matter how fast it's coming at you, like, we're talking arrows.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, like, a fly ball if you're an outfield.
No, but
you
that's
don't want
to
dodge that. You want to catch that.
Yeah, and it's not coming directly at you.
It's not coming directly at you. You're the one that has to get underneath it.
Oh, because my next thing was badminton.
Yeah, but again, but what's the point of being able to dodge something?
If you're afraid of the ball.
No, but you're playing the game, then just don't play badminton. When you need to be able to dodge something, like, to have that skill, you have to be in a situation where you need to be able to use that skill.
You're jaywalking, you're running across the street, and a car is racing down the street. You may want to dodge traffic.
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking, because then you can parlay that into something else. Let's say, let's say then you rob someone and you immediately run out into traffic so they can't follow you.
Yeah.
And you're immediately able to just dodge everything that's coming at you. Cars, easy getaway, whatever.
But again, unless maybe you're a criminal, when else are you going to be in that situation?
Well, and also criminals, I guess, you could dodge bullets as well. And you could use it for a life of crime.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say snowflakes so you stay dry.
Or snowflakes so you stay dry. But you would really use this for a life of crime, being able to dodge something. Like, no normal, sane, kind person who lives a crime-free life is ever going to need the skill to be able to dodge something that's coming at them no matter how fast.
Or if you're Maury, in the wintertime to stay dry, to you want to dodge snowflakes.
Right. You would have to move real fast, man, in order to dodge snowflakes. What was your dream job when you were a kid?
I'm living it right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Ever since I was 16 years old, I knew I wanted to be on the radio.
No. That's teenager.
Oh.
I said kid. What was your dream job when you were a kid?
Oh, wrestler.
Wrestler. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Of course.
Yeah.
How about you?
Rock star.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you have more?
I wanted to design fragrances, so I used to wanted to try making cologne.
Did you try it? Did you try it?
I did, in a Pietri dish.
But what did you make it with?
Like anything I could find, like
ketchup
pledge
and stuff.
Pledge? No wonder you have that permanent red mark on your neck. I know.
Maury's been spraying cleaning chemicals on his neck and wrists for 40 years.
All right.
And one last one here.
Sure.
No. So much talk about it on the show. This is from Patrick Carday.
Okay.
So much talk about it on the show. I gotta know, is it pasta or pasta? Is it pasta or pasta?
I say pasta.
So you say pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah. You don't say pasta.
No, you not pasta. Like an in between. Pasta.
You say pasta.
Oh, yeah. I say pasta.
Yeah. Yeah. Maury?
Pasta.
Pasta.
What do you say?
I think I say pasta.
Who says pasta?
People do say pasta.
I've never heard anybody say pasta.
Yeah.
Actually, say it again.
Pasta.
Say it the other way.
Pasta.
No, I say pasta.
No, you don't. You say pasta. You just said it three times and said pasta.
Did I?
Yeah.
I swear.
I think that if you were to use a sentence right now, right?
Ask me what I ate for yesterday. Ask me what I ate for lunch yesterday.
What'd you have for lunch yesterday?
Pasta.
Yeah.
And you don't.
You just say pasta.
I just said it. Yeah. Oh, damn. You know what? I always thought that I said pasta.
No, man. No.
You don't say pasta remote. You say pasta remote, not pasta remote.
Right. Oh, this is really good. What would shock you to find out that your spouse was really good at? So I guess they're really good at something, but I've been keeping it a secret.
Whoa.
What would you be shocked to find out that your spouse was really good at?
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Like if she just like secretly had mad skills?
Just, complete.
Wow.
Like straight up.
And
like,
that never would have come up at all in conversation. No.
Because why would it?
Yeah,
like she knows I like wrestling.
No, you're right.
But she would never say, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm a fantastic wrestler.
Oh, that's true. She's probably been so judgy of you too the whole time, right?
She'd be like, that's not real wrestling.
Man, okay.
Get over here, let me suplex you.
Maury, what would you be shocked to find out that Matthew is secretly really
criminal
good at?
Investigation and know everything that I've been doing at home without me knowing.
I don't think you would be shocked at that. Like, what is this? Give me like a skill. Like, what is he? First of all, here, let's go out on a limb here. What is Matthew not good at?
Oh, Matthew is not good at listening.
I just think he chooses not to listen when you speak.
Yeah.
But go on.
Okay.
What else is he not good at?
What else is he not good at?
Not good at keeping his temper down.
Okay.
What about you make him so angry?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's
why
not
he's
not all
listening.
About me.
That's the reason he doesn't listen to you is because you infuriate him. What's his greatest skill?
Fashion.
That's not a skill.
I would say his greatest skill is cooking. His greatest skill is, cooking.
Cooking. What is his least great skill?
It's cleaning also. He's very good at cleaning.
Right.
Least skill.
What is he not skilled at?
Not skilled.
Can he dance?
Oh, he's insanely good at dancing.
Okay. Like what? Wow, you got yourself really a real
good
one right
at,
there.
Yeah, really good at kissing.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible at massage.
Oh, there we go. That's what we're getting to now. Yeah. Horrible at massage.
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel if you found out that he was actually secretly really great at massage, but had only just been giving you terrible massages?
Oh, he doesn't give them to me at all. He refuses to touch me.
Oh. Okay, so doesn't listen to you, doesn't touch you.
Is angry all the time.
Is angry all the time.
Yo, yeah, if this is the definition of relationship goals, I don't know what is. Hey, every week at Kiss925 on Instagram, we will post a picture that says Ask Roz and Mocha and do exactly that. Ask Roz and Mocha. Any question you want might get you on the podcast as well.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.